soon.
The White House National Security Team is scrambling to assemble initial answers on the causes of what the president describes as a systemic failure to properly assemble intelligence on the Flight 253 attacker. President Obama wants the initial report tomorrow.
We need to learn from this episode and act quickly to fix the flaws in our system, because our security is at stake and lives are at stake.
Mr. Obama said intel agencies had bits of information that could have been red flags, possibly preventing the Christmas Day terror attempt. He called it a potential catastrophic security breach. Peter Mayer, CBS News, Honolulu.
I'm Larry Miller, live at the Foreign Desk. The president was told had all the available information about Abdulmutallab been connected and shared between agencies, it would have pointed to an impending attack. The New York Times cites a senior official as saying the administration is increasingly confident Al-Qaeda was involved, and the London Times says the refusal to grant the bomber a UK visa in May could have saved Britain from a terrorist attack. The paper says there's growing evidence he was groomed by Al-Qaeda when he was a student in London in 2008. And just in from the Netherlands, the Dutch government says the failed attack was professional but poorly executed. It's ordered body scanners to be used immediately for all U.S.-bound flights. Live in London, I'm Larry Miller, CBS News.
A bloody day in Iraq. Two bomb blasts have hit Ramadi, about 70 miles west of Baghdad. The explosions left at least 23 people dead and dozens wounded, including the governor of Anbar province. He was hurt when the second blast went off as he inspected the damage done by the first explosion. And in Baghdad, seven Shiite pilgrims returning from a religious festival have been killed, at least 25 wounded by a roadside bomb. A published report says Uncle Sam is close to opening up the public purse again for GMAC. Sources say an announcement could be made within the next few days that the government is loaning it another $3.5 billion. Wall Street Journal reporter John Stahl says GMAC is hurting and is getting beaten competitively.
What GMAC needs right now is money to lend to consumers who want to buy cars. So GMAC has had a real problem with being able to compete with other lenders, whether they be Ford Credit or other auto lenders, because they just haven't had the capital to spread around.
So far, the government has loaned GMAC $12.5 billion. Food stamps can be lifesavers for older Americans, and as CBS News correspondent Peter King reports in Part 3 of Feeding America, in tougher times, the demand's growing.
As the cost of living keeps rising,
food stamps and Social Security really doesn't see much of an increase.
Christina Rodriguez is with the Senior Friendship Centers in Fort Myers, Florida, which has seen a nearly 70% jump in senior food stamp use in 2 years. Many seniors get just the minimum, $16 a month here. For Holly Grueling, a state dietitian trying to help seniors eat better,
it's very frustrating that the amount is so low.
She says it often means tough choices for seniors.
Paying the rent or paying the electric and consuming foods, healthy foods especially.
Grueling says a state-run farmers market program has helped.
The elders get fruits and vegetables that are locally grown.
But state figures show it's less than 1% of the total seniors on food stamps. 78-year-old Joan Ruckty gets a well-rounded.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Winter driving, it's just not normal. When there's ice and snow, take it slow. Along with slippery streets and highways, huge snow plows are often out there trying to keep the roads clear. Snow plows are large and powerful, maneuver slowly, and plow far and wide. Very wide. Slow down when approaching a snow plow. They're likely traveling slower than the posted speed limit. Also, don't tailgate or stop too close behind, because they frequently back up, especially at intersections. A snowplow driver's view is restricted, so never assume that the driver sees you. Plows can also throw up a cloud of snow that can cause whiteout conditions and reduce visibility to zero, so use extreme caution when passing. In fact, the road behind a plow will be safer for you to drive on. If you do pass, watch out for plow blades. They're not only on the front of the plow, but a wing plow may project from the side of the truck. Best advice, ice and snow. Take it slow, especially around snow plows.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
Winter driving can be a real challenge. If there's ice and snow, take it slow. Even if you have an SUV with four-wheel drive, it doesn't mean you'll be able to stop any faster or maintain control any better once you lose traction. Four-wheel drive may get you going faster, but it won't help you stop any sooner. No matter what type of vehicle you're driving, accelerate gradually and avoid abrupt steering maneuvers that could cause you to slide. Allow extra distance between you and the vehicle ahead. It takes more time and distance to stop in adverse conditions, so when you need to slow down or stop, if you have anti-lock brakes, depress the pedal and let the brakes do the work. Don't pump them yourself. If roads are slippery, turn off the cruise. Keep your own feel for the road. And before you leave, check road conditions. Safe drivers know the weather and they know their limits. If the weather's bad, stay where you are until conditions improve.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
Downtown Denver is celebrating winter in the city with events for everyone now through the end of January. Great 5280 deals on hotels, downtown Denver deal card deals, New Year's Eve fireworks, and more. Click winterinthecity.com for details.
Jason is online. He's a little left of Stalin, I think.
Get off my phone, you little pinhead!
Shut the F up and step aside, you little pisser.
Just shut up, will you?
You shut up.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Oh, my God!
Radio talk show host Bill Press.
In the heathy.
A voice of certainty in an uncertain world.
The fun that's ahead of us here, folks, almost incalculable.
Well, it might be incalculable if you're Rush Limbaugh, but I can calculate it. Welcome back to the show. Third hour here. I'm Radical Russ Belville, filling in for Bill Press, coming to you live and direct from the free speech zone we call America in the upper left corner, a beautiful part of the country known as the Pacific Northwest. I'm coming to you from Portland, Oregon, in the studios of AM 620 KPOJ, Portland's Progressive Talk. Big thanks to Josh and all the folks at KPOJ for having me here, getting me in this studio, and of course to the folks at the Bill Press Show for letting me keep the mic warm. Glad to be here. In our last segment, we were talking a little bit about sports endorsements and Tiger Woods and his improprieties that have led many of his sponsors to dump him or reconsider their agreements. And this leads me back to an incident that happened at the beginning of the year. In fact, it happened on a day that was quite momentous for me. January 31st, 2009, three major things happened. Number one, it was my birthday. Number two, my talk radio show on XM Satellite ended when XM and Sirius merged and they had more hosts than they had channel. But also, a photograph surfaced of Olympic swimming sensation Michael Phelps puffing on a Ruhr bong at a South Carolina house party. And up until that point, you know, we'd always looked at anyone getting caught with marijuana or, you know, getting busted for that as a career killer as far as their endorsement deals go. And this, I think, is a perfect little example of how things are changing in this country with regard to our attitudes towards marijuana use. When we look at the Michael Phelps case, he also had a lot of celebrity endorsements coming back from Beijing and winning 8 gold medals and setting 6 world records. In fact, he set the world record for the most world records set in an Olympics. So, you know, major accomplishments. He was being paid sponsor, promoter of Kellogg's, the cereal, right? They're going to put him on the Frosted Flakes box, and he's going to be a big star for Kellogg's. And he was also sponsored by Subway, the sandwich people. Now, these two corporate sponsors took two very different attitudes toward his use of marijuana. The Subway people decided to wait. They decided to hold back and to see how the public would react to this sort of situation. But the Kellogg's people, being a family-friendly brand, right, we got to protect the children. We can't, you know, have them thinking that an adult might have been smoking marijuana. They dropped him immediately, dropped him like a hot potato. And this is where I think the American attitudes really have changed. There's a company called Vano, and what Vano does is they rank corporate brands. Okay, so they take 5,600 different corporate brands in America, and they evaluate them on their popularity, family friendliness, customer satisfaction, etc., right? So in a way, it's almost like the Q ratings of celebrities, where they, you know, how popular a particular celebrity is. Well, the Vano rating is a measure of how popular and beloved a particular brand is in America. Before the Michael Phelps incident hit, of all 5,600 brands being surveyed by Vano, Kellogg's was number 9, right? Number 9, right? We're up there with Coca-Cola and McDonald's and so on, right? Number 9 in the country. After the Michael Phelps incident, the last time I checked, and I checked this at the beginning of this month, Vano had ranked them down to 342nd. That's right, the Kellogg's brand dropped over 300 points in this 5,600 ranking here
because of them dropping Michael Phelps and groups like Normal leading a boycott against Kellogg's products. Which just goes to show, if you're the maker of Cheez-Its, Pop-Tarts, and Frosted Flakes, maybe you ought to think twice about pissing off the stoners. So there's that. But also from a financial angle, the stock for Kellogg's dropped by 20% in 6 weeks. Went from trading at $45 a share to $36 a share in the span of 6 weeks. And it's only over this past year that they've managed to get their share back up to where it was trading before the whole Michael Phelps incident. Now, compare and contrast that to what happened with Subway. Subway took the long approach and decided to wait and see what happens. And after they saw what happened with Kellogg's and the fallout from that, they decided not only to not drop Phelps, but they began a new ad campaign with Michael Phelps and that Jared guy. You remember Jared, the guy who lost all the weight at Subway? So they got this new ad campaign with Jared, and I swear to you folks, this is no lie, the ad campaign's website for Michael Phelps and Subway is called SubwayFreshBuzz.com. So I think there's been a seismic shift in how people take a look at these improprieties with the use of marijuana as compared to, say, Tiger Woods getting involved in some sort of extramarital affair. Just a little pop culture note for you. Now, speaking of Jared from Subway, I wanted to bring this up as well, because one of the big problems we have with health in America, and we've been talking about health care and trying to reform health care, but one of the things we never talk about is reforming the health habits of Americans. Getting away from our supersized portions and our mega fat-laden fast food and so on. And full disclosure, I'm as guilty as the next guy. I'm 6'260", so I've seen my share of pizza and burgers and 54-ounce Mountain Dews, okay? So I'm by no means innocent in any of this. But I think it's important that we start to take a look. If we're going to talk about reforming health in America, we need to start talking about reforming what we eat in America. It's time to start breaking the hold of the agribusinesses that have us enslaved to high fructose corn syrup in everything, even in things like spaghetti sauce. You can't buy spaghetti sauce that doesn't have high fructose corn syrup or some sort of sugar in it. Why would you need sugar in a spaghetti sauce? Anyway, but this brings me to the fast food industry. Under a lot of pressure, the fast food industry has finally started putting nutritional information on the wrappers of their burgers and fries and so on, which I've been lobbying for years. I'm against telling the businesses or forcing them to necessarily have to cook a certain way. Unless we're talking about, you know, making sure they don't have salmonella or anything. Sure, E. coli, yeah. We got to have regulations against that. But if people want 600-calorie cheeseburgers, that's their right, right? And it's the right of businesses to make them. But I always had a problem when they wouldn't clearly advertise what the health risks were or what the calories were or the nutritional information. And I know people had said, yeah, you could always get that from behind the counter. You could always ask the person working behind the counter to give you the sheet that has all the stuff on it. But I always said, you know, if the companies that make, you know, boxed cereal have to put their nutrition information on the packets, so should the fast food industries. And a lot of them now have. McDonald's and others have started to put their information on here. This leads me to Taco Bell. Taco Bell now has begun this new campaign, somewhat like the Jared from Subway campaign. Jared became real famous because he was a big fat guy like me who went and ate only the low-fat Subway sandwiches and lost a ton of weight. They're trying to do the same thing with Taco Bell with this woman named Christine Doherty, who says that she has lost weight with Taco Bell's drive-through diet. Let's play that clip.
I lost 54 pounds by reducing my daily calories and replacing my usual fast food with Taco Bell's drive-thru diet. That's seven delicious items, all under 9 grams of fat.
Now, see, I think this is a good thing that the fast food industry is starting to recognize that there is a large contingent of people, pardon the pun, who are looking for better solutions in their diet, looking for better ways to eat. But again, it's kind of like, you know, again, rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic idea here, that we're not going far enough. If you're still driving to the restaurant to get your fast food, you're missing out on so much nutrition and so many other better ways to eat. We need to get back in this country to thinking that fast food is a luxury. When I was a kid, it was. I mean, you know, you ate at home. You ate beans and rice. You ate macaroni and cheese. I grew up kind of poor, ate a lot of macaroni and cheese. And then on, you know, at the end of the month or for the celebration of a birthday or something like that, then maybe you got to go to McDonald's and get a burger and fries and a shake. But now there are people in America who fast food is all they live on. That's all they eat. We've got to do something to reform our food in this country. We've got to find a way to encourage people to cook at home more, to buy better foods for themselves. And a lot of this comes down to education. A lot of this just comes down to people just not knowing. I mean, okay, let me not, you know, make the excuse, oh, gee, I didn't know eating Big Macs would make me fat. Okay, I'm not talking about that. Obviously, eat Big Macs all the time and you're going to get fat. Eat ice cream all the time and you're going to get fat. I'm talking about legitimate education for people to understand how their metabolic systems work, the ideas of nutrition, the ideas of exercise. I mean, this country has really come to a place that's kind of sad. I watch a lot of NFL football, and every Sunday on the NFL football, they've got this special ad campaign, NFL Play 60. We encourage all children to get out and play 60 minutes a day. Get out of the house and play 60 minutes a day. I don't ever recall needing a commercial when I was a kid to get me to want to go outside. In fact, I remember begging and pleading with my parents to have more time to play outside. And me and my friends, we used to play pickup football games and go running through the neighborhoods and getting our exercise that way. Now we're at a point where we actually have to advertise for kids to go outside and play. And I'm going to lay this at the feet of a lot of you parents out there that aren't living up to your responsibilities. Letting your kids be babysat by the Xbox or the PlayStation or the cable TV. You know, turn off the TV. Get the kids outside. Go outside and play with them yourself. You could probably use a little bit of the exercise, too. And in the meantime, let's reform how we're doing business here in America with these agribusiness companies and the major factory farming that's going on in this country. You would be, if you had any idea, the steps that the meat is taking to get from all of these factory farms and ranches and being processed in like six different facilities in the country. This is why we have these E. coli outbreaks that happen and the poisoning of our food and spinach and peanut butter and all these different items, because our food is not diversified enough and it's not local enough for us to be able to have good control over it. We really need to diversify here, and we need to break the stranglehold of these agribusiness industries, a lot of them represented and bought and paid for their senators and their representatives from a lot of the red states that rely on these agricultural subsidies and so on. But if we don't do something about it, this country is headed for, well, is already in the throes of an obesity epidemic and a healthcare epidemic. Until we change the way we look at food and the way we look at health in this country, we are going to continue to have high costs for our health care and high costs for our insurance because we are poisoning ourselves with the food that we are eating. We are on a slow burn to diabetes and heart disease and arterial sclerosis and all these terrible things that the doctors tell you about. So let's start getting some education for our kids about basic nutrition. Let's start getting education to our adults about basic nutrition and how to cook at home and so on. And let's start treating fast food more like a luxury that it should be instead of the daily necessity that most people are thinking of. When we come back from the break, I want to shift gears a little bit and talk about the American economy. I've got some figures on the top 10 best and worst cities for job seekers at this time. We'll talk about unemployment and all of that and, of course, reforming Wall Street and the way our finances are handled in this country. We'll be right back after these messages. I'm Radical Russ Belville, filling in for Bill Press here on The Bill Press Show. We'll be taking your calls at 866-55-PRESS. That's 866-5577. 377.
This is The Bill Press Show.
Individual results may vary. Program not available in all states. See contract for complete terms.
If your credit card debt is out of control, if you're in over your head dealing with monthly payments, there is powerful information you need to know about the government's bailout of credit card companies. If you have more...
Hi, it's Bill Press here. Did you know that 100 million Americans have borderline cholesterol? 100 million! That's almost a third of the country. So what should you do to avoid cholesterol problems? Well, first, like me, you ought to go to your doctor and get checked out every year. I mean, you don't want something like high cholesterol sneaking up on you. And while you're at the doctor's, ask them about garlic. Garlic's clinically proven ingredient helps maintain healthy cholesterol levels. Garlic guarantees the effectiveness of its ingredients, so it's not surprising that pharmacists recommend it the most. And unlike other brands, you only have to take one garlic caplet a day, not five or six. Garlic is also very safe. It's all natural, and thankfully, it's also tasteless and odor-free. So remember, if you want to avoid cholesterol problems, eat right, exercise, and take garlic. Look for garlic in the vitamin aisle of your pharmacy and use as directed. Fight higher cholesterol. Eat right, exercise, and take garlic.
500s. But yesterday, I'm going through paperwork and I'm realizing just how many ways GEICO can save people money. Good driver discounts. Defensive driver discounts. Multi-car discounts. Discounts for cars with airbags. And I don't mean having your mother-in-law in a passenger seat. Sorry, it's just a little car insurance humor. I think that joke's over 70 years old, too.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
There's never been a better time to meet that perfect someone, to meet the person you've been waiting for. Announcing the New Year's free communication event from eHarmony this Wednesday through Sunday. You'll get up to 5 days to communicate with your compatible matches absolutely free.
When Sam and I were matched, I knew it was deeper and more meaningful.
We went on our first date, and going through my mind was, you know, I have such a connection with this girl.
The New Year's free communication event. Start your year off right. Visit eHarmony.com today and communicate with your matches absolutely free.
Driving in winter requires preparation because you never know when you may find yourself stranded. Before the first snows begin to fall, check your vehicle's tires, brakes, fluids, wiper blades, lights, belts, and hoses to make sure they're in good shape. A breakdown is bad on a good day, dangerous in a snowstorm. Before venturing out onto snowy roadways, make sure you've cleared the snow from all the vehicle's windows and lights, including brake lights and turn signals. Make sure you can see and be seen. And prepare an emergency kit, including things like a blanket, sand or cat litter for extra traction, additional warm caps and gloves, some food and water, and a cell phone. Before you go, check out road and weather conditions to help plan your route and departure time, giving yourself plenty of extra time to get where you're going. Above all, know your limits. If the weather's bad, stay home.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
The following is a free offer from the Foundation for Healthier Living. Satisfaction is guaranteed.
The Foundation for Healthier Living is now giving away free 2-week trials of a guaranteed weight loss program. If you are concerned about your weight and need to lose more than 20 pounds, you may call and request a free trial now. The toll-free number is 1-800-400-8432. Please note that this free trial is only available to men and women in this listening area. If you do not live in this area, you are not eligible for the free 2-week trial. Again, this is a free weight loss trial from the Foundation for Healthier Living. Anyone who is concerned about their weight may call now for a free 2-week trial of a guaranteed weight loss program. If you do not lose the weight, you never pay for the product. Call for your free trial now. 1-800-400-8432. That's 1-800-400-8432. 1-800-400-8432.
Here, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk on your iPhone or BlackBerry. Details on am760.net.
Broadcasting live from the capital of the free world, this is the Bill Press Show.
Welcome back, folks. 24 after the hour, and for this week, the capital of the free world is Portland, Oregon, where I'm coming to you live from KPOJ Studios in Portland. I'm Radical Russ Belville, filling in for Bill Press. Before we get to the economic stuff, let's wrap up what we're talking about here with food in America. You know, if it were up to me and we could spare some of the money we're spending on bombers and bailouts to give Wall Street executives their bonuses, maybe we could fund education in this country and bring back home ec classes, teach these kids how to cook a good home-cooked meal, maybe make a little better nutritional decisions. Let's go to the phones on this at 866-55-PRESS. It's 866-55-77-377. I got Keith in Elgin, Illinois. Keith, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Russ.
Good morning, sir.
Thank you for taking my call. Yeah, I remember I was born before the Second World War, so I went through the Second World War and up to 1953-54 under food rationing.
Mm-hmm.
And I lecture over here occasionally to schools, to high schools, about living as a child during the Second World War, and they are shocked when I show them our rations.
Mm-hmm.
The rations we had, 6 ounces of meat, and if it's got bone or gristle in it, tough, that's part of your ration. And they said, what did you eat? And I said, we ate fruit, we ate root vegetables, we ate cabbage, we had everything you don't like. It was proof that the British population was healthier at the end of the Second World War than they were before or ever since.
Yeah, and how much do we want to put government in charge of this? How much do we want to? How much power do we want to give government to help us make the decisions for us? Do we do, you know, sin taxes on fast food, perhaps? Do we do required meatless, sweetless days like they did with rationing? What do you think about that?
I think you hit it on the head. Education. Mm-hmm. You have a very bad education over here. I'm shocked at what you teach your children.
You know, I've heard from folks, I have some friends who had an exchange student who came over from Japan, who told us that when their exchange student came over from Japan and spent a year in the American high schools, when they got back to Japan, they had to do that year over because of how bad our education system was in comparison. Well, it's something to think about, and I don't know about how far we want the government to have control about this. We've got another caller here, Tim in Detroit. Tim, what do you think about food in America?
Well, I think it tastes good, first of all. But
yeah?
Your comment when you came back on the air, I think, is a big solution. I think we should be spending more time worried about our education system and teaching our kids the proper foods to eat. I don't think government should be involved. I mean, we put so many hoops in front of our businesses to jump through. It just becomes so hard to make a profit in this country. I don't need government encouraging me how to eat or what to eat. I pretty much know. I mean, if you asked 100 people, is a Big Mac healthy? I bet you 99 of them would say, no, it's not healthy. But
yeah.
I just think government should stay out of it. Let's get the home ec back in school. I think that was the smartest thing you said there regarding government. Stay out of my life. Whatever happened to personal responsibility?
Well, there's a point for personal responsibility, and there's a point for, you know, the government just totally keeping their hands off and letting things fall to hell. And there's got to be a balance in there somewhere in between. I think if we've got a society that has accepted the idea that we sin tax alcohol and tobacco because those are harmful to the overall health, overall public health, I don't see why a similar concept can't be applied to luxury food items, to fast food items, to things that are not necessary to live, but are, again, luxuries. It's something to think about, and maybe we'll talk about it more when we come around the break. I also want to get into some of the financial reform, and we'll cover that as soon as we get back. This is the Bill Press Show. Phone number 866-55-PRESS, 866-55-77-377.
This is the Bill Press Show.
When did your life stop being fun? When did you start giving in to your anxiety, your worry, your fear, and depression? At what time did you stop being able to snap out of it? If being happy seems like something you'll never feel again, it doesn't have to feel that way. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, and panic attacks until I took control of my life. That's why I founded the Midwest Center. So people like us could have somewhere to turn to find help. And to help you even more, I'm giving away my powerful free CD to everyone who calls in. You deserve to be happy, and there really is something you can do to help yourself, starting right now. Please call for your free CD. Call now.
Please call right now, and we'll send you a powerful, life-changing CD, absolutely free. Call 1-800-591-0194. That's 1-800-591-0194. 1-800-591-0194.
Southbound I-25 loading up just a little bit on that approach to 84th, but that's about it. The highway drive elsewhere looking great. No problems to report on 270. 76 is wide open between Denver and Brighton. C-470 also looking good past Bandimere with speeds topping out in the 60s and 70s. We do have a crash in the cleanup stages. This is on 58 at I-70. Could see some activity there for just a little while longer. I'm Todd Parker, AM-760, Progressive Talk.
Having friends over for a New Year's party or a bowl game on New Year's Day? Make it special with a party tray from your King Soopers Deli. There are more than 30 varieties to choose from, and they're all made fresh. See your King Soopers Deli for details and order yours today.
Thank you for calling Rosetta Stone for your free language learning demo CD-ROM.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can get a free demo of your language software, so what's the catch?
No catch. We're so sure Rosetta Stone is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language that we'll give you a free demo.
To get your free demo from Rosetta Stone, call now. 1-800-400-4943. 1-800-400-4943. 1-800-400-4943.
With banks crumbling, retirement savings being depleted, and the economy in turmoil, there has never been a more important time to have gold on hand. The New York Mint is releasing to the public a limited number of classic gold coins, all uncirculated and more than 100 years old. For free historical information and the free collector's DVD, the number to call is 1-800-300-5798. During the Great Depression, people kept precious metals and gold coins tucked away. No one wanted to face economic turbulence without the security of gold. Nowadays, most of us have never seen a classic U.S. gold coin. But recently, a secret hoard of gleaming U.S. gold coins was discovered, all uncirculated and minted between 1866 and 1933. The New York Mint will be releasing these coins to the public on a first-come, first-served basis. Don't be without gold. While you still can, call for free historical information and the free collector's DVD. 1-800-300-5798. Again, 1-800-300-5798.
Right now at the Home Depot, get 18-gallon storage totes for just $3.98 each. They come in three colors, so you can put important stuff in one color tote, not so important stuff in another, and stuff you don't know exactly why you're keeping in yet another. Soon your whole house will be organized because you picked up some 18-gallon storage totes for just $3.98 each. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only while supplies last.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. If you want to know where the leading cancer research is being done, check out City of Hope Cancer Center. New drugs, new treatments that are saving lives everywhere.
For information, go to cityofhope.org/deliverhope.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
You're talking about it, we're talking about it. This is the Bill Press Show.
Ah, Breaker 19, good buddy. This is the rubber duck. looks like we got us a convoy. Welcome back to the show. It's 33 after the hour. I'm Radical Russ Belville, sitting in for Bill Press here today and tomorrow. Tomorrow we're going to be talking all about, well, the end of the year, the end of the decade, 2009. And you know, it was only 10 years ago today that we were all shaking in our boots because of Y2K. Oh my goodness, Y2K is coming. I can't really complain though. I was working in IT at the time and made a ton of money reprogramming some of those computers. So just remembering Y2K. All right, let's get on to the economic issues that I wanted to bring up here. And I'm bringing you here, I want to mention a video that I highly recommend that you watch. I found it through Huffington Post, but you can find it at a website called moveyourmoney.info. Moveyourmoney.info. And the idea here is to transfer your money as a New Year's resolution. Transfer your money away from the big commercial banks, your Chases and your Bank of Americas and U.S. banks and so on. Transferring your money out of those banks and into small local community banks or credit unions. We are going to be facing a this so-called financial reform. If you thought this health care reform was ugly and partisan and full of backroom dealing, boy, wait till we start taking on Wall Street. They're already lining up against us. They want to keep things just the way they are because they're making a ton of money. There's all sorts of financial things that need to happen, and a few of them that are going to happen. Let me give you one that just affects working class people like me and a lot of us out there, and that is the notion of these overdraft fees. You know, the NSF fees, non-sufficient fund fees. It used to be back in the day when you had a checking account, and you didn't have enough money in the checking account, if you wrote a check that was over what you had, it would bounce. It would get sent back to you. It would not get paid, and that would be a big problem. Nowadays, with these with the checking accounts that you get, they give you the debit card, so it's so easy to spend your money, and they charge you anywhere from $20 to sometimes $35 for every single non-sufficient funds fee without asking whether or not you are for that. For example, you could be down to, let's say, $15 in your account and not be aware of the fact that you're at $15 and you go out and spend $16, that's going to cost you $25. It can even be the effect where you might be out at 7-Eleven and buying yourself a Big Gulp, and that $1.59 Big Gulp ends up costing you $35 for the overdraft fee, and the bank is more than happy to give you the 4,000% loan that turns out to be, rather than just denying the purchase at the point of sale. I mean, it's easy enough, right? You're swiping a card. When the card gets swiped, it's got to talk to the bank. The bank has to say back whether or not you've got enough money. They could easily deny the transaction, and I'd much rather go through the embarrassment of having to put the Big Gulp away or whatever I'm buying than to be subject to this 4,000% loan that I didn't ask for. Now, I know a lot of people out there are going to say, well, just don't spend money. If you don't have the money, don't spend the money. And yes, that's appropriate. I agree with that to an extent. But again, if someone does make a mistake, if they aren't completely sure where they are in their account, why should we be punishing them and letting the banks grow fat off of these NSF fees? Now, good news on that front. Coming around in the next year, there's a law that is going to go into effect that will require banks, and I think it goes into effect in February, requires banks to give you the option whether or not you want to opt in or out of non-sufficient funds fees. So coming in February, you're going to be able to go to your bank and say, nope, if I don't have the money, don't run the card, right? If I don't have the money, don't run the debit card. And this moveyourmoney.info that I mentioned and getting the money out of the big banks is one way to start showing them that we're not going to put up with these tactics anymore. And it's going to do good by bringing that money back into your community where it's going to be reinvested and help to create jobs where you live. This is what we need to start thinking about, is thinking locally, thinking about making our own local areas better rather than contributing to these big multinational corporations that could care less whether or not you go under in Schenectady, New York, or Elgin, Illinois, or Albuquerque, New Mexico. So think about that. Check out moveyourmoney.info for more information on that. Now, also on the economic scene, I've got a list here that has been prepared. This was out at the website juju.com, J-U-J-U.com, and they compiled some data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics to try to put together what are the best and worst cities in America for job seekers. They've got a top 10 list of both the best and the worst, and the way that they put this together is to compare how many unemployed people there are versus how many jobs are currently open, how many are being advertised. And this gives you a ratio of how many job seekers there are compared to open jobs. Now, looking at the worst to start this off, the top 10 worst cities lead off with my own city, Portland, Oregon. We've been hit really hard by this recession. We have 8.91 job seekers for every open job in Portland, Oregon. And it only gets worse as we go down the list to Orlando, Florida, Providence, Rhode Island, Birmingham, Alabama, Los Angeles, and Sacramento, California, all of them ranking between 9 and 10 jobs open per job seeker. Farther down the list, we get Las Vegas at 11, Riverside, California, Miami, Florida, St. Louis, Missouri, and topping the list as the worst city surveyed for job seekers, probably not a surprise, Detroit, Michigan, where 20.76 people are looking for jobs for every single job that is out there. Now, looking at the other side of the list, the top 10 best cities to be a job seeker right now, they begin at number 10 with Austin, Texas, where there's only 4 people out of work, 4.3 people out of work for every job they're looking for. And as we go up the list, we get to San Antonio, Denver, Hartford, Connecticut, Salt Lake City, Utah. Believe it or not, New York City only has 3.35 people out of work for every job that people are seeking. Boston, Massachusetts, also in the 3-point range. Baltimore, Maryland, number 2, San Jose, California. And the number 1 city for job seekers in America, based on the ratio of available jobs to unemployed people, Washington, D.C. Washington, D.C. has only 1.87 people out of work compared to every job that is available. So, good news for the folks in Washington, D.C. Maybe we can get some of those jobs shipped out to Portland, Oregon, or Detroit, Michigan. Wouldn't that be nice? Now, also, want to make a quick update here before we continue on the economic topics here. Just a quick update on the Abdulmutallab story. Just received this from the Associated Press from The Hague, Netherlands. The Netherlands will immediately begin using full-body scanners for flights heading to the United States to prevent future terrorist attacks like the Christmas Day attempt by the young Nigerian. So already the full-body scanners are going to be coming into use in the Netherlands, which I think might be a bad thing for the folks that go to Amsterdam for the coffee shops. No more smuggling back a gram or two in your underwear. The full-body scanners are on alert and watching for you. All right, let's get back to the economic issues. I want to take your calls at 866-55-PRESS. That's 866-5577-377. What is the economy like in your area? Are you currently a job seeker? And what can we do, as well as doing this, you know, moving our money to the local banks? What suggestions would you have for Tim Geithner or President Obama as far as how we can put this country back to work, how we can get people back on the job and help bring back the economy on Main Street? And, you know, they're going to be trying to bail. They've been bailing out Wall Street. What are we going to do for Main Street? And what is the president's responsibility in all this? Is it time for more government programs, things like FDR's New Deal programs, the Public Works Administrations, and so on? What solutions would you offer, and what questions do you want to ask about the American economy and joblessness? We'll take your calls at 866-55-PRESS. That's 866-5577-377.
Every time I turn the Bill Press Show, I get pumped up.
You're listening to the official morning show of the Obama generation.
Well, I don't need coffee. I throw the coffee out the window.
This is the Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
In this stressful economy, smokers are smoking more and being taxed more. It's not fair. Close to 500,000 Americans die every year from smoking. You know the facts. Introducing Smoke Assassin, the electronic smoking device that's just like the real thing. And look, smoke rings of water vapor. We'll give you the Smoke Assassin, a $120 value free. We can't say you'll quit smoking, but thousands quit every day. We can't say it's a healthy smoke, but you do the meth. No tobacco, no tar, no chemicals, no poisons, no smoke, no ash, no smelly clothes, and no guilt. You blow out rings of water vapor. Smoke Assassin looks real, it tastes real, and it really satisfies. Call now and get the Smoke Assassin free. Again, it's a $120 value. Yours free. Do it for your family. Do it for your kids. Do it for your health. Do it for you. And do it for free.
Yes, do it for free. 800-591-2546 for you or a loved one. 800-591-2546. First 200 callers get one for free plus shipping and handling. 800-591-2546.
Southbound I-25 loading up just a little bit, and that approach to 84th, but that's about it. The highway drive elsewhere looking great. No problems to report on 270. 76 is wide open between Denver and Brighton. C-470 also looking good past Bandimere with speeds topping out in the 60s and 70s. We do have a crash in the cleanup stages. This is on 58 at I-70. Could see some activity there for just a little while longer. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
This week on Colorado State of Mind, the Emmy-winning series on Rocky Mountain PBS. Which news stories defined 2009? And what effect did they have on Colorado and the nation? A panel of Colorado journalists share their thoughts on the confounding, serious, and surprising stories of the year. And which ones will make their mark on the new year? The discussion happens on Colorado State of Mind, Friday night at 7:30 on Rocky Mountain PBS Channel 6. Weigh in anytime at rmpbs.org. Watch Colorado State of Mind, Friday night at 7:30 on Rocky Mountain PBS.
How would you like to improve your memory in just 10 minutes? That's right. You can start improving your memory when you call in the next 10 minutes for a free supply of Neurostin. 1-800-600-8199. Phone lines are open now. Neurostin is a scientific breakthrough with clinically proven ingredients that can dramatically improve your memory, focus, and concentration, and help reverse years of memory loss. Call in the next 10 minutes for a free supply. If you want your brain back, if you want to remember telephone numbers, people's names, and where you put your keys and glasses, Neurostin's all-natural ingredients can help dramatically improve your memory, focus, and concentration. See for yourself. Try it risk-free now. Start improving your memory now. Call in the next 10 minutes to try all-natural Neurostin before you buy it. Supplies are limited, so get your free trial now at 1-800-600-8199. Phone lines will be open for the next 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-600-8199.
Where can you find the best Indian, Nepal, and Tibetan cuisine? The Yak and Yeti Restaurant and Brewpub. Family owned, the Yak and Yeti serves lunch from 11 to 3 and dinner from 5 to 9:30 7 days a week, and they offer a vegetarian menu. Visit one of their two great locations, in Arvada on Ralston Road in Old Wadsworth and 86th and Sheridan in Westminster. Mention this ad and get 10% off your bill. TheYakAndYeti.com.
Institutions, the bailouts of Wall Street, and where are the bailouts for Main Street? What are we going to do to get our economy back on track and get people working again in this country? What is the government's responsibility on this issue? Let's go to the Windy City, Chicago, Illinois, and Ed in Chicago. Ed, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hello, Ed.
Is this you?
This is me, Ed, and
oh,
that's
Ed,
you.
Usually I get some kind of a sound on the phone when I get in, but okay, anyway, I got you. The first thing I would do, I would start a new deal like Dennis Kucinich said, and I would immediately hire 5 million people to work directly for the federal government. Don't give this money to the cities and states, because the crooks who run them will just give out their sweetheart contracts to their friends, and it won't help the working people. The second thing I would do is I would nationalize the banks. When those Wall Street bankers asked for $787 billion, that was the clear signal that our banking industry is corrupt, and we have got to take it out of the hands of these crooked bankers.
Absolutely. And, you know, there are some considerations on Capitol Hill right now. There's people talking about bringing back the regulations that we had previous to the 1990s, the Glass-Steagall Act, you know, where we separate banks from investment firms and make sure that they're not commingling that money. We need regulations against these exotic financial instruments, they call them, these credit default swaps and things that nobody can understand.
Right.
Nationalization, well, I don't know if I'm willing to go that far, but give me more on that, Ed.
Okay, let me just say two quick things. You were talking about these NSF checks where they charge you like $30 if the check bounces, and then they hit you for about $7 a day for 5 days until you make it up. So if you're $1 overdrawn, it can actually cost you $64 in a five-day period. Two other things need to be mentioned real quick. That $250,000 limit of protection for your money in the banks, that's only good up until December 31st, 2013, and there's no guarantee it's going to be extended. If it isn't, you go back to $100,000. So be very careful if you take a long-term CD and it goes past December 31st, 2013. One other point needs to be mentioned. That is non-interest checking accounts, okay? Supposedly, they were to be fully insured like treasury bills, no limit. That is only true if the bank participates in what's known as the Transaction Guarantee Program of the FDIC. Many of the big banks are not participating, which means if you got $1 million in a checking account, you're only insured for $250,000.
Yeah. Yep, people got to keep close attention to that. Thanks for pointing that out, Ed. I appreciate your call. I wish it was a problem I had. I wish I had $100 million or so to worry about, but I'm just a poor working class guy. I don't think I'll see $1 million total in my lifetime, but things to think about for those of you who have that kind of money. Let's go to Raleigh, North Carolina. Michael on the line. Michael, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. I think one thing they need to do is roll back, make these banks and credit card companies roll back the interest rates that they've been hiking up since this law was passed. They should make them roll it back to what it was when the law was passed.
Mm-hmm.
I've been getting cards where they're upping my interest rate by 10 points. I called one bank, and they told me, I said, well, why are you raising my interest rate? Have I missed any payments? They said, no, sir. I said, have I gone over the limit? They said, no, there's nothing to do with your performance. It's a business decision by the mm-hmm. bank.
Yeah, and we're just going to up and raise your rates.
10% rate, that almost doubles my payment.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's usury. That's what we used to call this. It was usury, and it used to be illegal. It used to be the thing that was the province of loan sharks here. Yeah, we've let these banks get away with this for far too long, and, you know, with their bought and paid for senators and representatives up on the Hill, enabling them all the way, and it's just got to stop. Let's get to another call here. Angelo in St. Petersburg, Florida. Angelo, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning. Yeah. I feel that the one way that we can best improve the entire employment situation in this country is, one, immediately rescind NAFTA, GATT, and any other WTO agreement that we have signed off and given all our productive capacity to China and Indonesia and India and Vietnam and Japan, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Additionally, put a true tariff reflecting two trade tariff agreements in import and export between China and Japan and these other third world countries for which we have given all our productive capacity.
Agreed, man. It's that giant sucking sound that Ross Perot talked about back in the 90s of all the jobs flying south to Mexico. And yeah, we've seen that happen. And repeal of these things, or at least a renegotiation of these treaties to further protect the American worker, are definitely something we should look into in this administration. But I'm not hearing any noise like that from the Obama administration. You know, Bill Clinton was the one that was pushing NAFTA and all those. And we've had too many of these Democrats that have gone against the labor base that supports them, and we can't put up with that any longer. One more call here while we got the chance here. Let's go to Harry in Allentown, Pennsylvania. Harry, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for taking my call. What I see going on here, and especially now with what most people can see that happened with the health care debate, is the corporations have a stranglehold on everything, Republicans and Democrats, the banks and everything else. The only way to drag this country back onto its feet is a program like FDR had. Our infrastructure is crumbling. The government could step in and start rebuilding things, and you can't outsource that. You have to use the labor that's in this country. But we have to start paying union scale. And that way people would have enough money, they'd make enough money on a job to be able to buy a car and to buy a house and to buy things and get the economy cranking again. And we have to start, just like the Chinese did, when they did their bailout, every penny of the government money that went to the banks and to the companies had to be spent in that country.
Yep, and I agree. We need to look at something like that, something like a WPA or a CCC like they had in the 30s. Put this country back together. You're absolutely right. The infrastructure's crumbling. It's not like there's not work to be done. Great ideas. I love talking to the American people and hearing your opinions. We will end up the show. We got one more segment here in the show. We'll come back right after this break. I'm Radical Russ Belville, filling in for Bill Press.
This is the Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net. In this stressful economy, smokers are smoking more and being taxed more. It's not fair. Close to 500,000 Americans die every year from smoking. You know the facts. Introducing Smoke Assassin, the electronic smoking device that's just like the real thing. And look, smoke rings of water vapor. We'll give you the Smoke Assassin, a $120 value free. We can't say you'll quit smoking, but thousands quit every day. We can't say it's a healthy smoke, but you do the math. No tobacco, no tar, no chemicals, no poisons, no smoke, no ash, no smelly clothes, and no guilt. You blow out rings of water vapor. Smoke Assassin looks real, it tastes real, and it really satisfies. Call now and get the Smoke Assassin free. Again, it's a $120 value. Yours free. Do it for your family. Do it for your kids. Do it for your health. Do it for you. you and do it for free.
Yes, do it for free. 800-591-2546 for you or a loved one. 800-591-2546. First 200 callers get one for free plus shipping and handling. 800-591-2546.
Please stay tuned for a free weight loss offer following this story.
I gained my weight after I had my first child, and within a year, I gained like 150 pounds. For 20 years, I tried everything, you know, from different diets, exercising. One time I seen a friend, and when I seen her, she was slim. So I said, how did you do that? You know, how did you get so skinny so fast? And she was like, rice-sized smoothies. So that's when I decided to try rice-sized smoothies. And when I first started, the first 30 days, I lost 30 pounds. And by the time I hit a year, I lost 143 pounds. When I look in the mirror, I see a beautiful person now. I love the Right Size Smoothies. It's the best thing that happened to me.
If you would like to try Right Size Smoothies for free, call now for a free two-week supply. If you don't lose the weight, you'll never pay for the smoothies. Call 1-800-900-3967. 1-800-900-3967. That's 1-800-900-3967.
Rate based on APR of 5.53%. Approval contingent on full underwriting analysis. Check website for licensing information. Premium Capital Funding, LLC, DBA Top Dot Mortgage. 125 Jericho Turnpike, Jericho, New York.
You worked hard to get where you are. A nice house. A couple of cars in the garage. Unfortunately, you've also got an adjustable rate mortgage that could increase any time. But now you can take control, because Top Dot Mortgage, an equal housing lender, is now offering FHA 30-year fixed-rate loans at the historical low of 4.875%. You could save hundreds of dollars a month. You heard me, hundreds of dollars a month. At Top Dot, we provide a low-stress, customized approach so you can get the right mortgage to suit your individual needs. And right now, you can get your rate absolutely free. Just call 1-800-500-6244. These historically low fixed rates may only be available for a limited time. For free information, 1-800-500-6244. 1-800-500-6244.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Official morning show of the Obama generation. This is the Bill Press Show.
Welcome back. 57 after the hour, wrapping up here on day three of my guest hosting stint here at the Bill Press Show. Having a lot of fun, and thanks so much for inviting me into your headspace. So glad to be here. Some quick news here for the ladies. If you're looking for a new man, there's a new man on the market. That's right. Famed Republican strategist Karl Rove got divorced last week, according to Politico. Karl Rove and his wife, Darby, were granted a divorce last week. The couple came to the decision mutually and amicably, and they maintain a close relationship and strong friendship, according to spokeswoman Dana Perino. Glad to see Dana still got a gig. So, yeah, ladies, the turd blossom is single. Hey, get in line. You want to get on this one as quick as possible. Now, Karl Rove married this lady, Darby Hixon, back in 1986. They have one son, Andrew. And Rove's previous marriage to a Houston socialite ended after a year. So that's his second marriage that has dissolved. Yeah, good old Republican family values. Always love to tell a nice story about that. So, ladies, if you're interested, Karl Rove is looking for you. I'm Radical Russ Belville, filling in for Bill Press. I want to thank you so much once again for having me here. If you enjoy what you're hearing and would like to hear me on the specific issue of the marijuana movement in America, join me at live.normal.org every weekday starting next week at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific. That's live.normal.org for 60 minutes of talk radio all about marijuana. I'm Radical Russ Belville. Thanks for joining us. And if you'd like to email me, email address is radicalruss@gmail.com. We'll be back tomorrow with a look back at 2009. Thanks for joining us. Take care of each other.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Want to know something cool about Geico and renter's insurance?
Do I?
Okay, well, let's say you buy some presents, but they get stolen.
Oh, mercy me!
Let me finish. Well, Geico can help with that, even if they're stolen from your car or right out of your hands.
My word.
Not done yet. And coverage is as little as $12 a month.
Yeah.
You just kissed me.
I get excited.
Yeah, maybe a little.
For a fast, easy rate quote on renter's insurance, visit Geico.com.
Right now at the Home Depot, get 18-gallon storage totes for just $3.98 each. They come in three colors, so you can put important stuff in one color tote, not so important stuff in another, and stuff you don't know exactly why you're keeping in yet another. Soon your whole house will be organized because you picked up some 18-gallon storage totes for just $3.98 each. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only while supplies last.
Wishing you happy holidays as we progress into a new year. AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Settepany. The Dutch government made the announcement a short time ago. It's going to begin using technology that could stop a suicide bomber from getting on a flight to the United States. Live to CBS News correspondent Peter King.
Well, Frank, the Dutch Interior Minister says Amsterdam Schiphol Airport will start using full-body scanners for flights headed to the U.S. within the next 3 weeks. The scanners use radio waves to look underneath clothing for anything unusual. While there's no guarantee it would have stopped the accused bomber, many experts say a body scan would have given security a much better chance at catching him. Several U.S. airports tried them out a few years ago, but glitches and privacy issues have kept them in storage. They may be brought out soon. Frank?
Last August, the CIA heard that an unidentified Nigerian was preparing for a terrorist attack. Last month, a name surfaced when the father of the Flight 253 bombing suspect spoke to a CIA official in Nigeria. CBS News correspondent Armin Katane.
The CIA passed information along about the father's concerns to a national terrorist database and also to the counterterrorism center in McLean, Virginia. But that information evidently just got misplaced or lost in the system and really wasn't connected. No dots were connected until after the Christmas Day attack.
Officials in Somalia say they arrested a Somali national who tried to board a plane in Mogadishu last month with powdered chemicals, liquid, and a syringe that could have been used to create an explosion similar to the one on Flight 253. It's not clear if he has any connection to the Nigerian suspect. Delaware's Board of Medical Practice has suspended a pediatrician accused of raping 9 patients and suspected of abusing 100 children or more. The father of one child says he never suspected Dr. Earl Bradley would do anything like that.
He's a trusting caregiver. I wasn't keeping my eyes on him the entire time because he's somebody that we trusted.
Authorities began investigating the doctor a year ago. Angry patients were asking why he was allowed to keep seeing patients. Overseas, tens of thousands of pro-government demonstrators have reclaimed the streets of Tehran and other Iranian cities from the protesters who battled police on Sunday. The skirmishes Sunday took at least 8 lives. 500 people have been arrested since then, and the police official says the era of tolerance is over. A Colorado man believes it was an absolute miracle. Mike Hermannstorfer's wife and newborn son almost died in the moments after the baby came into the world on Christmas Eve. Doctors began working on the seemingly lifeless newborn and were able to bring him around.
They actually got him started right in my hands. So that is an amazing feeling.
But Hermannstorfer's wife was in cardiac arrest and appeared to be slipping away. Suddenly, she began breathing again. Both are fine now. Hermannstorfer says the hand of God was at work. The doctors wouldn't disagree. S&P futures are down 3 points. This is CBS News.
At Intuit, we love buttons. Start buttons, send buttons, you push the button and it just happens. Well, we do the same thing with your small business payroll. Intuit Online Payroll has a Create Paychecks button. When you need to pay your employees, just type in their hours and push the Create Paychecks button. Intuit Payroll does all the calculations to create your paychecks and helps you pay your taxes. There's even live help if you need it. Get a 30-day free trial of Intuit Online Payroll at Intuit.com. That's Intuit.com.
Thanks for calling Sears Automotive Center.
Can you fix my car?
Well, at Sears, our ASE-certified blue automotive crew mechanics know cars inside and out. We'll find the problem and give you the best price, guaranteed.
Brakes.
Yes.
Tires.
Yep.
Struts.
Of course.
Oil changes.
Totally.
Helsinki smash rod.
You just made that word up, sir.
You're good.
Come into the Sears Automotive Center for our real-time price checks and get the best price guaranteed. Through January 2nd, all tires are on sale. Buy 4 Michelin tires and get a $70 rebate by mail. Or get 4 VF Goodrich tires and receive an instant $50 Sears gift card. Visit SearsAuto.com to learn more. Sears. Life well spent.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. Doctors say a Colorado Springs woman made a miraculous comeback after her heart stopped beating for about 4 minutes just before she gave birth to a son. Tracy Hermansdorfer suffered cardiac arrest on Thursday, and when doctors couldn't revive her, they removed the baby by cesarean section. Doctors revived the lifeless baby, and the mom's heart then resumed beating. If you're looking for a job, you might want to look in Boulder. Money Magazine and CNN have named Boulder County number 7 on a list of the top 10 places in the country to look for a job. The report highlights companies like Ball Aerospace and IBM, which is adding 500 jobs, most of them at its call center in Boulder. Wildlife officers say a mountain lion attacked a 150-pound dog outside a home in Gypsum this week. Sheriff's deputies say the dog was so severely injured they had to put it down. Wildlife officers say the mountain lion, which was young and very skinny, may have been sick or starving. In sports, there were no Avs or Nuggets last night, but 5 Denver Broncos have been named to the Pro Bowl. Headed to Hawaii are Brandon Marshall, Ryan Clady, Champ Bailey, Brian Dawkins, and Elvis Dumervil. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Turn right in 1/2 mile.
I'm not great with directions.
Turn right now.
But now my GPS gets me wherever I need to go. TurboTax lets me do my taxes the same way. It guides me step by step through my return, searching for every deduction I deserve and helping me arrive at my maximum refund. Guaranteed. No wonder it's the most trusted tax software in America.
See for yourself at TurboTax.com. Choose easy. Money back guarantee details at TurboTax.com. Trusted brand claim based on survey July 2009.
Acceptance, respect, and the celebration of unconditional love. The cornerstones of Maple Star Foster Care. If you have the desire to provide a safe and healing home to a child during this giving season, become part of the Maple Star family at MapleStar.net.
The one thing I love about your show is you never throw me a softball.
David Sirota.
You're going to give me a hard question no matter what.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
7:06, 6 minutes after 7 o'clock. John Turkey in again today for David Sirota. He's on a well-deserved vacation, undisclosed location. Somewhere where it's warm, though, I'll tell you that. I'm jealous. Seems like it's been cold here forever. He'll be back on Monday, January 4th. I hope everybody's getting ready for their New Year's Eve celebrations. I'm just going to kick back, I think, this year, tomorrow night with the family. The last couple years I've actually been out, haven't celebrated with my kids. I've been at concerts. Last year was Widespread Panic at Pepsi Center for a couple days. And then the year before that I went to see Outformation at the Gothic Theater. So it'll be cool to just kind of chill out at home this New Year's Eve. I hope you all have had a good holiday season. Again, I'm John Turk, and I'll be with you tomorrow as well. I think tomorrow we're going to spend a lot of the day just kind of reviewing the decade, the 2000s. And Sirota did a little bit last week, and I think I mentioned that when I'd be filling in, I'd talk about this, and then Sirota stole it right out from underneath me. But I'm going to do it again anyway. You know, what did the 2000s mean to you, or what do they symbolize? You know, 80s, bad hair, bad music. 90s, I don't even know what the 90s reminds us of, but... Were the 2000s the digital age? What will the 2000s be remembered for? The Bush years? Anyway, we'll hit on that tomorrow as well as talk about your favorite albums of the decade. What are the best CDs in the last 10 years, as well as best movie of the decade? And we'll also do some other stuff. But we'll just do a decade in review tomorrow. We'll do some heavy stuff this morning. And I tell you what, when I came in, I was like, I really didn't have a whole lot planned on what I was going to talk about. I didn't want to talk about the terror threats and all that again, but there's a lot of news out there regarding that and a lot of stuff going on in the world that we can maybe hit on in this first hour if you'd like. I'm going to throw out a few stories, and you can comment on any of these if you'd like at 303-713-7600. You can also instant message us at am760.net. Click over to the David Sirota page by going to the lineup. And then on the top left, you'll see a little icon that says Instant Message Dave. I get those as well. But driving in to work this morning, in the last couple of days, I've been finding myself listening to Cahow and John Calderes filling in for Peter Boyles. And this morning, he was talking more about this terror threat and wondering why Barack Obama hasn't apologized for what happened on Christmas Day. And basically saying that he needs to come out and take the blame for what happened. And wasn't happy with what Obama said yesterday. And that, you know, there's people that are upset that it took him this long to speak, you know, 4 days after the Christmas Day attempted attack on that airplane that was going to ground in Detroit. So there's some stories out there this morning, and I'm just going to read a few of these and then take some calls at 303-713-7600. This comes from CNN.com. Source: CIA failed to circulate report about bombing suspect. The father of terrorism suspect Umar Farouk Abdul-Muttalib talked about his son's extremist views of someone from the CIA, and report was prepared. But that report was not circulated outside the agency, a reliable source told CNN's Gene Meserve on Tuesday. Had that information been shared, the 23-year-old Nigerian, who is alleged to have bungled an attempt to blow up a jetliner as it was landing in Detroit on Christmas Day, might have been denied passage on the Northwest Airlines flight, the source said. U.S. officials say the father, a former Nigerian banker, expressed his concerns about his son's radicalization during at least one meeting and several calls with officials at the embassy in Nigeria. The information on Abdul-Muttalib had been sent to CIA headquarters in Langley, Virginia, but it sat there for 5 weeks and was not disseminated, the source said. So again, it sat there for 5 weeks. Don't know how this could be President Barack Obama's fault. If you think it is, I'd love to hear from you at 303-713-7600. An administration official who spoke on condition of anonymity said the federal government had information that should have been assessed and meshed with other information that would have allowed us to disrupt the attempted terrorist attack before the suspect boarded the jet. What we have here is a situation in which the failings were individual, organizational, systematic, and technological, the official said. We ended up in a situation where a single point of failure in the system put our security at risk, where human error was compounded by systematic deficiencies in a way that we cannot allow to continue. But an intelligence official said that the son's name, passport number, and possible connection to extremists were indeed disseminated. I'm not aware of a magic piece of intelligence somehow withheld that would have put this man on the no-fly list, the official said. So there's a lot of finger-pointing going on here. State Department spokesman Ian Kelly said the department staff did what they were supposed to do by sending a cable to the National Counterterrorism Center in Washington about the matter. Kelly said any decision to have revoked the suspect's visa would have been an interagency decision. So it's starting to, all the reports starting to come down and how this man actually got onto the plane, why he was not put on a no-fly list. And a lot of people on the right are upset with Barack Obama and not happy with what he said yesterday. He said he should have taken credit for it. And many are questioning the system work comment as well, and they're saying that this might be Barack Obama's compared to when George W. Bush said, heck of a job, Brownie. Do you see this as a similar type situation? Is this, you know, when Janet Napolitano came out and said that looks like the system worked on Sunday, on the Sunday morning shows, and then she had to recant on Monday. And so you have some people saying that this is now Barack Obama's heck of a job, Brownie situation. The Obama administration claimed that the system worked after a failed aircraft bombing wasn't quite as jolting as President George W. Bush's Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job, while New Orleans sank under deadly Hurricane Katrina. But both raised disturbing questions about presidential response in a time of crisis. Bush's praise for his beleaguered FEMA director, Michael Brown, came while storm evacuees remained trapped in the Louisiana Superdome and victims' bloated bodies floated in the streets. It became a clarion call for all his administration did wrong during the 2005 calamity and a larger symbol of all that people dislike generally about Bush. Obama's dealing with a crisis of a different sort. Friday's attempt by the Nigerian to blow up a plane coming in from Amsterdam, it ended only with a quickly extinguished fire, no lives lost, and a man in custody. Still, the close call prompted alarm about the government performance. Who's to blame here? Is there anybody to blame? Is this an? I don't see how this could be compared to when George Bush came out after Hurricane Katrina and said, Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job. Amid those questions, administration officials' repeated statements that the system worked were jarring. They made it sound like the administration doesn't get it, like it's paying too much attention to political fallout and too little of public fears. Officials insist the assertion made by Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano and the White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs on the Sunday television talk shows referred only to heightened security procedures scrambled into place after the incident. They say it is being purposely taken out of context by partisans playing politics with near disaster. And I think that's exactly what's going on. I think that politics are being played here, and it seems a little bit ridiculous. There's a story out this morning. A Somali arrested at airport with chemicals and syringe. This happened back in November. A man tried to board a commercial airliner in Mogadishu last month carrying powdered chemicals, liquid, and a syringe that could have caused an explosion in a case bearing chilling similarities to the terrorist plot to blow up the Detroit-bound airliners on Christmas Day. This man was stopped at the airport in Somalia. How come we didn't hear about this back in November? We're hearing about it today. We also have a new report coming out this morning. If you'd like to comment on this as well at 303-713-7600. We talked about on Monday why terrorists hate us. Why is our reputation worldwide, you know, becoming so negative? I found this story this morning. Afghan probe says NATO fighting killed children. The head of a presidential delegation investigating the deaths of 10 people in eastern Afghanistan concluded Wednesday that civilians, including school children, were killed in an attack involving foreign troops, disputing NATO reports that the dead were insurgents. Asadullah Wafa, the senior advisor to President Hamid Karzai, told the Associated Press by telephone that 8 school children between the ages of 12 and 14 were among the dead discovered in a village house in the Narang district on Kunar province. A NATO official has said initial reports from troops involved in the fighting on Sunday indicate that those killed were insurgents. Civilian deaths are one of the most sensitive issues for foreign troops in Afghanistan, especially now when some additional 37,000 U.S. and NATO troops are being deployed to the war-ravaged country. Although far more civilians are killed by the Taliban, those blamed on international forces spark widespread resentment and undermine the fight against militants. And latest figures released by the United Nations show that 2,021 civilians died during clashes in the first 10 months of this year, up from 1,838 from the same period last year. Taliban insurgents were blamed for 68% of the deaths this year, 3 times more than NATO forces, according to the UN. But still, that leaves 32% of the civilians killed by NATO forces. Why do they hate us? See if you can dissect that one at 303-713-7600. I have a couple callers hanging on, and I'll get to you in just a second. I also want to let you know what I put up on the website today. If you'd like to go to am760.net, click over the David Sirota page. And I put this video up that CNN.com has, and it's an internet video from what its poster said was one of the anti-government demonstrations last weekend in Iran. And it shows police vehicles driving into crowds of protesters and running over at least one. In the video, shot Sunday, according to the posting on the website YouTube, green and white police trucks rush into crowds of protesters in the capital, Tehran. And if you go to the website and look at this, I do want to warn you that it is pretty graphic. And so I just want to warn you about that. But it is on our website at am760.net. The camera follows the truck as it backs away, and a person briefly can be seen crumpled in the street where the truck had been. When the camera returns to the spot, another police truck drives over the person. Other protesters rush to the downed person's aid. It was not clear whether that person was killed. CNN cannot confirm the authenticity of the video or another one obtained by CNN that shows a woman who was reportedly killed when hit by a car driven by members of the Basij. That's the Iranian paramilitary group. That video shows protesters transferring her body from a clinic near where she was reportedly killed to another hospital. Keeper remains out of the reach of security forces. Iranian authorities have said 7 people were killed during Sunday's protests, which were held on the Shiite Muslim holiday of Ashura. Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad said Tuesday the demonstrations were staged by, get this, the Zionists and the Americans, according to the state-run Islamic Republic news agency. So if you'd like to take a stab at what we should be doing with Iran, these protests are getting fast and furious again like they were a few months ago. Is Iran a problem? Should we step in there? You know, we had a senator say that we need to go, Senator Joe Lieberman, saying we need to preemptively attack in Yemen. We have this going on in Iran. We have a war in Afghanistan. So if you'd just like to comment on what's going on in the world in the U.S. right now, throughout these 3-4 stories. And you can comment on any of those at 303-713-7600. So we're going to step aside, take our first commercial break of the morning. It's a short one, and then we'll get to your phone calls. I have a couple open lines, 303-713-7600. And let's get our first look at traffic. Todd Parker, what's happening?
Inside this truck are some very special batteries, because these batteries are going to the Mattel Children's Hospital, UCLA, where they know that making kids better takes all kinds of technologically advanced equipment, and quite a few Hot Wheels and Barbies and Polly Pockets. So to power all those toys, the people at Duracell pack that truck full of batteries, because they know nothing's better than powering a smile. Duracell, trusted everywhere.
Right now at the Home Depot, take 50% off our already low prices on all Christmas decorations, which means next Christmas will be bigger and merrier than ever before. And you might want to make a pass by the storage totes, because with savings like this, you're going to need one, or five. Get 50% off all Christmas decorations, but hurry, when they're gone, they're gone. More saving, more doing, that's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only while supplies last, see store for details.
Men and women 50 and older should talk to their doctor about colorectal cancer screening. In health, as in football, winning starts with a good defense.
Call the American Cancer Society at 1-866-227-7914.
My husband's always had dark circles under his eyes. He blames his dad for that. But then his work stress and schedule made them even more noticeable. To add to the problem, he didn't want to use some fancy eye cream made for women. That's why I got him Hydralyze.
Hydralyze is a scientific breakthrough that isn't fancy, it's effective. Developed by a plastic surgeon, Hydralyze visibly erases dark circles and bags, whether they're due to heredity, aging, or fatigue. If the man in your life has dark under-eye circles or bags, do him a favor and call in the next 10 minutes for a free trial of Hydralyze. The number is 1-800-400-5797.
My husband didn't think he had any options. Now he has the solution.
Men and women who've tried clinically proven Hydralyze are amazed at the dramatic results. If you know someone suffering from dark under-eye circles and bags, call in the next 10 minutes for a risk-free trial of Hydralyze. That's a free trial at 1-800-400-5797. 1-800-400-5797.
Mortgages should be illegal because you're getting robbed every month. With a typical $200,000 30-year mortgage, you'll end up paying over $400,000 after interest. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My proven system can eliminate your mortgage and all your debts. Let me send you a powerful free CD. For your free CD, call 1-800-449-6151. 1-800-449-6151. 1-800-449-6151.
For a limited time at Blockbuster, all kids and family movie rentals are just 99 cents. Choose from hundreds of titles the whole family will love. Stop by your neighborhood Blockbuster store today and rent your favorite kids and family movies for just 99 cents each. At participating stores, excludes new releases, Blu-ray, and games.
If you open your ears...
And I'm just one of those regular guys.
Your mind will follow.
I'm a liberal.
I consider myself an independent.
And it just blows my mind.
It doesn't matter what side you're from. What matters is what you say, the truth.
Listen.
Be more informed.
Become more informed.
Learn.
I learn a lot. I feel like I get all the real news from you guys.
Talk.
The honest, regular folk.
AM 760.
Taking action.
Colorado's progressive talk.
722. I'm John Turk, in for David Sirota. For you today and tomorrow, we'll have some special programming on New Year's Day here from 7 to 10 a.m. I'm going to have Friday off, which is awesome. David will be back on Monday, January 4th. We're going to start off a new decade. And I think what David's going to do next Monday is he's, a couple weeks ago, he was asking for some of the best quotes of the decade or most telling quotes of the decade. And he put together a column and a list of those 10 best, or I guess infamous quotes from 2000 to 2010. I've been pulling some of the audio of that, and we'll be playing that, I believe, next Monday. So do stay tuned. Tomorrow's going to be a decade in review show. We're just going to have fun tomorrow. Let's go heavy, though, this first hour. Let's talk about what's going on in the world today. Barack Obama being attacked for his lack of jumping on this terrorist attack that was squashed by some airline passengers, and he's being attacked for not taking responsibility, saying, hey, you know, this is my fault. I take responsibility. I'm going to step up, and we're going to take care of this. You know, and he's having to backtrack with Janet Napolitano coming out on Sunday saying that the system worked, And that's being scrutinized, and it probably should be. But is this Barack Obama's fault? You see the story about the Somali arrested airport with chemicals and syringe in November. We didn't hear about this. So we only hear about when the stuff fails, right? 303-713-7600. Let's head to the phones if you want to talk about Iran as well. We have that video up at am760.net. And it shows a couple different Iranian police cars running over protesters. It's a very disturbing video. Seeing that, it's like, you know, what do we do? Is it time for the United States to step in? And, I mean, it looks like there may be some human right type violations going on there, if this is going on. You know, when I saw this, it not as bad as Tiananmen Square, but it kind of brought up the same type of feelings. 303-713-7600, Chad in Denver. Good morning, Chad. You're on AM760 with John Turk.
Hey, John. How you doing this
Good, morning? Man. You?
Good. Hoping that 2010's better than 2009 here.
I agree, man. It's been a crappy year.
But, yeah, I mean, this is the whole Republican narrative that, you know, we're tough on terrorists and the Obama presidency is going to fail. I mean, if we can't blame the Bush administration for, you know, obviously manipulating the CIA into giving us the evidence to get into Iraq, you know, outing, what was it, Valerie Plame and...
Joe Wilson.
Yeah, I mean, all of that stuff, obviously behind the scenes manipulating what they wanted to see to get the truth, and, you know, we can't have any trials of the Bush administration.
Yeah, you know, the UN weapons inspectors never found anything. They never found WMDs. And they'd come back and say, Mr. President, they don't have any. Well, wrong answer. Go back and find them.
Yeah, I mean, basically, you know, they're not looking to see the truth. You know, this is some kind of Bill Kristol, you know, neocon, you know, BS, basically, that, you know, the Republicans can never be found to have blame on anything. And, you know, the Obama administration is obviously about to fail at any time, you know. And not to say that President Obama doesn't have to go into the CIA and start kicking some ass. I mean, some heads have got a role.
Yep.
You know, and
again, he's responsible for appointing the heads of these departments. So ultimately, you know, is it his responsibility?
Well, it's his responsibility to get to the bottom of it and make sure that, you know, I mean, what are we doing all of this CIA work for if the message doesn't get to the right spot? You know, I mean, if I'm doing my work and, you know, I don't get important messages to people I work with, then what the hell good am I doing, you know? I mean, so obviously they've got to make some major corrections in how that administration works.
Yeah, I've heard for some people calling for Janet Napolitano to step down as head of Homeland Security. And I don't know if I'd go that far right now.
I'm not a super big fan of hers.
She yeah.
Inspire confidence. And that's, I'm not, you know, Obama can do nothing wrong type of guy. In fact, I would say he's done very poorly with health care and regulating the banking
mm-hmm.
industry and getting Glass-Steagall back into the banking industry and just a whole number of things.
Right. He's done some, you know, he's done some questionable stuff. He's also done some good stuff, in all fairness, though, Chad. You know,
sure,
we get science
I mean,
back.
I'm kind
with
of
stem cell research. And then there's also a story today about how he's trying to declassify certain CIA, you know, reports and documents from the Cold War. So he'd like to have a little more open government, you know. I mean, there's some good stuff going on. But, yeah, health care, and that's something that affects everybody, you and me and everybody. But
yeah, I think he could have pushed a little bit harder on that myself, but at the same time, you know, I think that there is a little bit of value to trying to play the let's all get along card with Republicans and not making you know anything but the enemies. But at the same time, you got to take that Rooseveltian approach and say, I let them hate me. This is what I stand for. And I guess that's the year's biggest disappointment is that it feels to me like Obama really doesn't have that many core values that he's been just hard on. Like, I'm going to be, you know, pro-labor,
pro-public option.
Yeah, pro-public option, anti-Wall Street. You don't have to be anti-Wall Street, but you got to look out for the little guy whose money's being manipulated here. So I guess I'm a little bit disappointed. It seems like the pragmatic or the pragmatist approach, you got to have some value there. You got to have some core values and say, this is what I stand for. And I think that's why his polls are diminishing, because really he just hasn't shown to have as much backbone as I thought he did.
Yeah. No, I'm with you, man. In my overall grade for him in the first, 8 months, 10 months of him being in office, probably around a C, maybe even a C minus. I'm not real happy.
Yeah, it would have been a different grade, I think, for me if he had done something better. I thought in August he's going to start getting out there. He did a couple of rallies up in Minnesota and Minneapolis and such, you know, and I specifically remember hearing him say, like Sirota was pointing out before the campaign, I will not accept a plan that does not have a public option in it. It was very clear, and then he comes back with this, you did not hear me say that. I mean, that's just like, wow, he's truly no different than any other politician.
Yeah. I become frustrated with politicians in general. I just, you know, it's like 95% of them I think are just scum. I mean, I really do. And it's all about where they're getting their money from, and that's how their votes are going to go. That's where it's going to land. But, Chad, I appreciate the phone call, man. I hope you had a good holiday and have a great new year.
You too, man.
All right, call me in year in review. Decade in review tomorrow, all right?
See ya.
Thanks, buddy. 303-713-7600. This instant message came in. Anybody bother to ask whether CIA personnel purposely did not pass on information because they are appointees of the Bush-Cheney administration and want to embarrass the president and this administration? I just don't buy the notion of too much data, misplacing data, et cetera. It is too convenient. That's a good one there. Thank you. 303-713-7600. Mick in Denver, you're next up. What's happening, Mick?
Good morning, John.
Morning.
Hey, listen, first of all, let me wish you and the family, Jay and David, a happy new year coming up here. Hopefully it'll be a lot better than 09 was.
Yeah, man.
We're heading into double digits, so maybe that'll turn some big gear in the universe somewhere in our way. Over the course of the last 30 years, I've worked in and out of the federal government at different levels. Nothing as intricate or
high level,
exciting as a CIA or anything like that. But certainly the DOD. Department of Defense and all, and the security situation here, with intra-departments, and all, has always been horrible in terms of communication and working in a coordinated fashion. So, in essence, I see the system as failing. I'm not going to say that, Obama shouldn't have gone up and said, look, on my watch, this is something that happened. I'm going to turn over every rock at this point in time. Luckily, we didn't have another tragedy happen here over our skies. And, go from there. I think Napolitano, she came out really premature with saying the system worked. Obviously, the system did not work. It certainly didn't work perfectly. And I lay it on it's kind of like this really sophomoric attitude that we've had, because I think we're still a very young nation, even though it's 235 or 236 years old and all of that. Everyone has this attitude that you got to keep your cards close to your vest, and you're competing against everyone else. And one of the worst examples of seeing, what happens when you have a government that's run like that, as you look at Nazi Germany, every department competed against every other department for the money, the attention of the people, the attention of the Führer, and everything else. And luckily for us, that's the way it was, because that brought them down eventually. and all that really it's the kind of attitude that you have that you're not playing with my ball. I'm not giving it to you. And when it's for the good of the nation, John, you have to turn around and say, look, we all have to pitch in together. We all have to get our hands dirty.
Yeah, you're right about the whole competition thing. It seems like the whole life is just a big competition to get to the top.
This isn't corporate America when you're running the government, you know?
Yeah.
This is us, you know. We are the ones that really have to mandate these people and tell them, take care of the store, okay? Because if not, you know, with our votes and with our dollars, when we can control them, we're going to tell you, look, we're getting somebody better, and we're going to revamp the system and all.
I thought that's what we did in 2008.
Well,
you know, it doesn't seem to be the case though so far, Mick.
Exactly, it hasn't been the case. And you just said that you'd give Obama a C or C minus. That's what I gave him, a C minus, and all that, because I didn't see him coming out. You know, he didn't come out of the gates, you know, fired up and ready to say, look, you know, we're going to roll up our sleeves here. We're going to work every day until we get the things that are vital, that are, you know, on the menu right now. We're going to get these things addressed and get them started and get down the road and all. And we're going to stick to a plan. Too much laying, you know, hands off. Let these folks here in Congress and the Senate and my administration, my aides, kind of, you know, take care of these things. I'll oversee it. No,
we want you to come in and reform it all, and we want you, you know, these people that are running the banks, like Tim Geithner and Ben Bernanke and these folks, you know, it's like, hey, time to get rid of the old, you know, the old folks and bring in some new blood.
Yeah. Hey, Mick. Really, really quick, Iran, we don't have any right to put our hands on Iran.
Right.
This is an international problem. In all due honesty, really, Europe has to, at this point in time, step up. You know, the European Union in general has to look at what's going on in their backyard. Iran is in their backyard. We've spread ourselves too thin and all. I agree with you,
but when you see this video, man, it brings out the humanitarian in me and just like, you know, we cannot let this kind of stuff happen.
That's true, but we haven't done it in other places where it was as critical or more critical.
Yeah.
Iran is basically a modern nation that right now is being strangled by ignorant, prejudicial, racist old men that only have one idea in mind, and that is that if we all die, we're all going to go to heaven as long as we, you know, aspire to one word, okay?
Yep.
And that's not to cast any aspersions on the Islamic faith or anything else, but that's their idea. They're just like the Taliban,
it's scary. We got to figure out what to do with them. Mick, hey, listen, I hate to cut you short.
I'm
late for a break, man.
You have a great New Year.
You too, man. We'll talk to you soon.
All righty, bud. Bye.
303-713-7600. Got an open line here at AM 760. I'm John Turk filling in for David Sirota. Going to take a short time out, then take your phone calls. Mike, Bill, Dan, don't go anywhere. Want to talk to you. We're talking about goings on in the world. There's a lot of stuff out there. Talking about Iran, talking about this terrorist attack that almost went down on Christmas Day. Who's to blame? 303-713-7600. Let's talk to Todd Parker and see what's happening with traffic.
Volume continues to be light as you're out and about right now. No significant delays as far as the highways go. They are investigating a hit and run. This is at Spear and I-25. May see some flashing lights there. If you're cruising out to DIA, security wait time's only 10 minutes and plenty of parking spaces. Quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a mostly cloudy day with a high of about 38 degrees. Currently only 18. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Having friends over for a New Year's party or a bowl game on New Year's Day? Make it special with a party tray from your King Soopers Deli. There are more than 30 varieties to choose from, and they're all made fresh. See your King Soopers Deli for details and order yours today.
Need advice about simple home repairs? The Fix It Up with Steve and Matina show gives tips on how to do repairs around the home, maintenance that could save you from costly repairs, advice on buying and selling your home, and provides a forum for homeowner questions. And as owners of Ridgemore Realty, one of Denver's premier home buyers, they'll even purchase your home if it's beyond repair. Tune in to the Fix It Up with Steve and Matina show, Saturday mornings at 10 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Campbell's Chunky.
This weekend at Blockbuster, select previously viewed DVDs are five for just $20. Choose from Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, Eagle Eye, Defiance, and more. Previously viewed DVDs, five for just $20 at Blockbuster. Sold separately for prices marked at participating stores while supplies last.
Two minutes before 8 o'clock, John Turk in for David Sirota here at AM 760, 303-713-7600, the phone number, straight back to the phone. Let's get in as many as we can this morning. Mike in Denver, welcome to the show, Mike.
Hey, John, how you doing?
Good, man, you?
Good. Hey, I just wanted to say that, you know, after 9/11, the left really didn't have any trouble blaming Bush for 9/11. He'd been in office for 9 months, so why there would be any question whether or not this is Obama's responsibility, I'd say it's pretty obvious that it is. Would you not agree?
I don't necessarily agree. Because there was not a memo put in front of Barack Obama's direct underlings like Condoleezza Rice had that memo, Bin Laden determined to attack. No, there wasn't anything like that the president looked at.
It's pretty well known that Al-Qaeda is still intending to attack the United States. I don't think anybody needs a memo on that. So if you're not going to go out and say that it is Obama's fault because he didn't get a warning, I think that's kind of...
I don't remember George Bush stepping out and taking responsibility for it.
Well, I tell you, you either got to admit that 9/11 was Clinton's responsibility or that this is Obama's responsibility.
Really, yeah. Shift all the blame off of Bush. So 9/11 was Clinton's responsibility, and this one is Obama's responsibility. Is that what you're telling me?
I'm going to say there's enough for both sides there, but you can't blame both sides on Bush. You know, you can't have it both ways here. So
I'm not blaming this attack on Bush. I'm just saying, where is it? This thing sat in this one office for 5 weeks.
No, not
it never made it to...
It's not Bush's fault, but are you going to lay responsibility on one president or the other? It's either got to go to Bush or Obama at this point. Would you not agree with that?
No, I don't agree with that.
Well, one of the two has to take responsibility. You can't say it's nobody's fault.
Well, that's what I think we're trying to figure out is what happened wrong. And
yeah.
I don't think any one person can be to blame. And like I said, I don't think George Bush is solely to blame for 9/11 either.
No, I think it's a
It was a systematic failure on both parts.
So you would agree then that it was Clinton's fault as well for 9/11?
No.
That was just Bush's fault?
No. It was a complete failure. I'm not trying to play both sides. I'm not saying this is Obama's. I don't know if this is Obama's fault. I don't think it was. Like I told you, there was a memo saying that Bin Laden determined to attack. There was not a memo sent, you know, put on his desk before Christmas Day.
I don't think you need a memo. It's pretty obvious. It's been obvious for the last 10 years or more that Obama...
Well, I think we're asking the wrong questions, though. We should be dissecting why they want to attack us instead of, you know, that they are determined to attack. Why?
It's pretty obvious the reason why they want to attack us is because we're not a Muslim nation.
Is that all it's about?
Well, it certainly seems to be their intent. They've stated as much.
Muslim has stated that?
No, the extremists have.
Right.
Everything.
Okay.
I'm not going to say all of them.
All right, Mike. Well, we agree to disagree. I appreciate your phone call anyway,
all
man.
Thanks,
all right, man.
Take
have
care.
A good one. 303-713-7600. Bill in Denver. Good morning, Bill.
Well, I'm so glad to come up after Mike's call because he's so wrong about
help me out
9/11
here.
Being Bill Clinton's fault. If he wants to find fault for 9/11, maybe he ought to go back to his golden boy, Ronald Reagan, who trained and armed Osama Bush Laden.
100%.
You know, if you want to say that it's not all W's fault, I'd be willing to entertain that. Who trained him? Who armed him? Who, by the way, was the outfit that complained for the rest of Clinton's presidency when he sent cruise missiles after Bush Laden? Oh, that would be the right wing nuts. They spent years talking about that aspirin factory that ended up being Bin Laden. The Democrats under Clinton, under Obama, have been able to stop a number of terrorist attacks, and yet the wing nuts are all bothered about that, and yet they stop the attacks, they catch the people who are involved with the attack, Bush starts two wars to get bin Laden, or allegedly to get bin Laden. I don't believe that's why we were over there. I mean, his behavior wasn't consistent with that as a goal. But anyway, we have two wars, and the guys responsible for 9/11 still aren't caught. How the Republicans could be complaining about how Democrats deal with terrorism is just insane. The Republicans have a terrible, terrible record on terrorism. They have a terrible record as far as preventing attacks. They have a terrible record as far as catching the people who are involved with the attacks.
Yeah, remember when George Bush said just a few years ago, I don't know where he's at. I don't care. You know, they gave up the prize, basically.
I don't think that was ever the prize. If it was the prize, then Bush would have behaved differently. That, I think, was the talking point. A talking point, now, that makes sense, because when in Tora Bora, when they had Bush Laden surrounded, they said, let's go to Iraq instead. And, you know.
Yeah, they had him surrounded, and we've had Michael Scheuer on here on this program many times, and there were some children and some civilians around Barack Obama that might have been casualties if they did attack. And now look what we've gotten years later. How many thousands, tens of thousands have died?
Well, I think that it doesn't make sense that bin Laden was the motive behind the wars. I mean, too many things just don't add up for that. That we would go into Iraq that had nothing to do with the 9/11 attacks and let bin Laden go. But all that being said, I think that I need to get back at that theme. The Republicans have an absolutely terrible record as far as stopping attacks. They have an absolutely terrible record as far as bringing terrorists to justice. The Democrats have a much better record at stopping attacks. They have a much better record as far as bringing the terrorists to justice. The Republicans don't have any game on this issue.
All right, well,
they'll rant and rave about it because that's what Republicans do. But they have done, they did, and in fact.
Man, they wrap themselves in the flag about it too and say, we're way more patriotic than people on the left, and it just drives me nuts.
Oh, their hypocrisy is legend. You have to be a hypocrite to be a high-level Republican. But this notion that they're tough on terrorism is just absolutely laughable.
Yep.
It's amazing that they would even have the gall to say that kind of thing when the facts line up so very differently.
You know what? Well, you know what logic I heard this morning on our sister station, KHOW, and the morning talk show host over there?
Who was the talk show host?
John Caldera is hosting over there this morning, but he said
it would be insanity.
Here's his logic. Here, listen to his logic real quick. He says, well, if we elected such a man that is loved worldwide, then why do they still want to attack us and why do they still hate us? Election of one president will just end the war on terror.
And so, let's see. We elect Obama, and that erases the worst president in modern history, Bush. It erases maybe the second worst president in modern history, Ronald Reagan, although he apparently was a pretty likable guy. He did train bin Laden. He did start the borrow-and-spend economic debacle that resulted in the...
And started the attack on the middle class.
The attack on the middle class. Set the tax rates to favor the wealthy.
Yep.
His policies were just absolutely toxic for America. And then he trains Osama bin Laden and arms Osama bin Laden.
But yet our last caller wants to blame Bill Clinton for 9/11.
It's like the debate that I used to have about Bush. Are these folks stupid? Do they just not know any better, or do they know better and they're just so committed to their talking points that they'll say stuff that just makes you appear to be a fool?
Right.
I mean, anyway.
Hey, Bill, good stuff, man.
Share of time.
Have a good one, brother. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Thanks so much for the time.
Take care, man. 303-713-7600. Going to squeeze another quick one in here before we hit break and talk to Michael Spirit, Presidential Brokerage. Dan in Westminster, what's happening?
Hi, John. My name's Dan, and I just want to say Happy New Year to you.
Same to you.
A couple quick points. First off, Richard Clark already said on Charlie Rose Show on TV that they passed information, the Clinton administration did pass, to Bush administration. Condoleezza Rice actually got a memo that there was planned attacks on 9/11, and they poo-pooed it. That's according to Richard D. Clark. That was the first point. Number two, my wife and I both work at the airlines, and we travel as a non-rev. And why isn't anyone blaming the security apparatus, which lets people over the line into the sterile area where you could travel anywhere in the world? In other words, the screen is in the country that this guy got on. Why isn't anyone blaming this? It's not a political issue. It's the country where he originated from. He got through the screening there with this explosive on him. It has nothing to do with Barack Obama. Sure, when he went to the counter, American Airlines has the technology to see if he's on the no-fly list, which they do get from our government, even though they have a satellite over there, you know, a base over there.
Mm-hmm.
But no one's blaming the foreign country. We've traveled to Thailand, and it seemed to me in some places in Thailand, you could get into the system with anything on you. But then if you go to Zurich, you see guys walking around with machine guns. So why isn't anyone pinpointing where he entered the system? It has nothing to do with Barack Obama.
Yeah, we brought that up yesterday, and that's exactly the case.
And they're trying to pin this as a political issue. I just don't see it.
Yeah, man. Dan, I'm with you. I hate to be short, but I'm getting an echo, and I got to get Michael Spear in.
Thanks, John.
Thank you, Dan. I appreciate it. 303-713-7600. 10 minutes here before 8 o'clock. Let's step aside, get traffic with Todd Parker.
The highway drive, excellent shape right now. Off those main roads, though, we've got a couple different trouble spots. Three-car crash. This is westbound Alameda at Quebec. Then we have a hit-and-run accident investigation. Now, this one should be out of your way shortly. It's downtown. It actually occurred on I-25 right around 84th. The guy ran all the way down towards Spear and I-25. That's where they got him pulled over, and they're checking things out. Should be out of your way shortly. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Breeze Ski and Snowboard Rentals is Denver's home of the $9.99 daily ski rental, valid at all Metro Denver locations. Get the Breeze Basic Sport Ski Rental Package for only $9.99 per day. Reserve now online at skirentals.com. Breeze, home of the $9.99 ski rental.
Hi, this is Tom Harbin. Pianos and Pianos, a proud supporter of AM 760, is offering piano lessons for only $19 each. Their state-of-the-art facilities offer grand and vertical pianos, teaching you the joy of playing, as well as learning to write your own music with the latest computer technology. Play all styles, including classical, new age, contemporary, gospel, and more. Just $19. Yes, that's only $19. Only at Pianos and Pianos. Call 303-933-9390. That's 303-933-9390.
Have you heard about geothermal, the renewable energy that works even when the sun doesn't shine and the wind doesn't blow? Not only is geothermal reliable, it can operate at 300 to 600% efficiency. Geothermal is the smartest and greenest way to heat and cool your home. That's why Major Geothermal and Can America Drilling teamed up to offer Denver the peace of mind that your geothermal project is done by some of the top professionals in the field. Climate Master Heat Pumps, one of the top heat pumps in the world, powers the geothermal system. Your geothermal project could also qualify for a 30% tax credit. The goal is to offer a personalized solution to your heating and air conditioning needs to help you maximize your efficiency and reduce your carbon footprint. Call Major Geothermal and Can America Drilling today. 303-424-1622. 303-424-1622. Or online at majorheating.com. Start living greener today.
That composite just went positive by about 2 points. The S&P is up a point and a half, or down a point and a third. So, you know, kind of a lackluster start to the day. I wonder if people are, you think people are making New Year's resolutions already?
I think people are making New Year's resolutions and trying to figure out what to do with their money in 2010. Did you give away all those books yesterday that you were talking about, the ETFs?
You know what? We did. But if you would like to go to presidentialbrokerage.com, you can download your own copy. Go to presidentialbrokerage.com, and underneath the banner on the right that says radio offers, click on 2010 Outlook Report, and you can get your own report there or your professional guide to ETFs. So there you go.
All right. Well, that sounds like a good deal. Again, the number to call there, 303-694-1600. And the website again, Michael?
Presidentialbrokerage.com.
That's pretty easy. All right. I hope everybody gives you a call and try to get their money straight for 2010, and we will talk to you tomorrow morning at the same time, Michael.
All right, buddy. Happy New Year to you.
All right. Same to you, man.
Thanks.
Acceptance, respect, and the celebration of unconditional love, the cornerstones of Maple Star Foster Care. If you have the desire to provide a safe and healing home to a child during this giving season, become part of the Maple Star family at MapleStar.net.
You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because you can get involved with Rotary. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. Learn more at Rotary.org.
7 minutes before 8 o'clock. Full lines. Actually got one line open for you at 303-713-7600. This story just coming down. A Republican senator who has been blocking President Barack Obama's nominee to head the Transportation Security Administration complains that Democrats are trying to rush a vote on the nominee without adequate debate. This is Senator Jim DeMint of South Carolina. He's placed a hold on the nomination of former FBI agent and police detective Errol Southers. DeMint said Wednesday that he is concerned that Southers would let TSA screeners join a labor union. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid has accused Republicans of jeopardizing national security by playing politics with Southers' nomination. The holdup in Southers' confirmation has been highlighted since the airliner attack last week in Detroit. DeMint appeared on CBS's The Early Show this morning. Back to the phones. Let's go to Doug in the Minst. Morning, Douglas.
What up, my brother?
What's happening?
Hey, man, Happy New Year to you.
Same to you.
Real quick, that guy Mike, there's a famous saying, man, for in the car sale business. It's called, for every buyer, there's a seller, and for every seller, there's a sucker. And the Republican Party has been serving up a hot, steamy plate of pony loaf to people like him. And it's as simple as that, man. I mean, how in the hell could it be Clinton's fault? When they give all the info out, right?
Right.
And then those little wiener heads over in Amsterdam, they're not doing their job. Now, are we responsible for them?
Yeah, that's the question. Where's the culpability land? And is it the person who just, you know, failed to screen this guy? Or is it, you know, where do you point the finger, man? I mean, this was obviously, you know, his father turned him in, sat in this office for 5 weeks. Well, was not disseminated for 5 weeks.
Tell me that I'm stupid for believing this, but after hearing all this stuff so far, it almost sounds like it was planned to happen.
You think? Like this one, like the other emailer suggested, that these were Bush and Cheney appointees that just, you know, that were sitting there in the CIA and whatnot and just kind of let this information just sit there.
Yeah. I mean,
you're going conspiracy on me, huh, Douglas?
Well, come on, man. When things don't add up and you keep trying to add them up and the number keeps coming up wrong, what else is left?
I don't know, man.
Just like way back in the day.
Follow the money, like Ralph in Colorado Springs always says.
Yeah, well, you know, way back in the day, Daddy Bush was taking care of the Ayatollah in Iran with guns and money. That's why all those hostages stayed there until 1 minute after Ronnie was inaugurated. That was proven already. It came out in the late 80s. Jimmy Carter got on TV and was just pissed. And then that story went away and it never came back until Air America showed up.
That's very true.
When things don't add up, man, come on, man. When one of your kids breaks something in the house and the other two are like, well, it wasn't me. And the other third one says, well, it was them two. Well, I mean, relate it down to simple terms.
Right. I know that systematic failures happen. It could be technological problems. It could be interagency deals. Like, I'll just briefly bring up this. Like, when I was in college, man, I had some parking tickets, you know, that kind of accrued, and I ended up paying them off. But yet a police officer came to my house to serve a warrant to arrest me for unpaid parking tickets that I had taken care of. So, you know, I spent like 6 hours in jail on this lame warrant. And then when I get out the next Monday, I go to the courthouse. I'm like, listen, I paid off these tickets. Why was I arrested? And they go back and they look in the system. They're like, oh, we show it here in the system. I don't know why it didn't get through the database.
Yeah.
And that, you know, I mean, that kind of stuff happens. And I don't know. It shouldn't be happening with national security issues, obviously. But, you know, those are the kind of things that happen.
Well, we still don't talk to each other in the higher-up departments. And, You know, you can blame Bush Laden, like that one caller.
Yeah, I know, Bush Laden. Isn't that great?
Bush Laden, yeah. Blame him for the Homeland Security not working effectively. So talk about government not working. Hey, righties, your program ain't working.
Douglas, you're a great man, and I hope to hear from you soon.
Let's hook up, brother.
All right, dude. Have a good one. 303-713-7600. I do have full lines hanging on. We'll continue after CBS News. I'm John Turk filling in for David Sirota. He'll be back on Monday. I'll be with you tomorrow and then some special programming on Friday. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Mario Solis Marriage.
Happy New Year. Today on the Mario Solis Marriage Show, we'll take your votes. Who was the biggest political hero of the last decade and who was the worst villain?
Today at 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
How would you like to improve your memory in just 10 minutes? That's right. You can start improving your memory when you call in the next 10 minutes for a free supply of Neurostin. 1-800-600-8199. Phone lines are open now. Neurostin is a scientific breakthrough with clinically proven ingredients that can dramatically improve your memory, focus, and concentration, and help reverse years of memory loss. Call in the next 10 minutes for a free supply. If you want your brain back, if you want to remember telephone numbers, people's names, and where you put your keys and glasses, Neurostin's all-natural ingredients can help dramatically improve your memory, focus, and concentration. See for yourself. Try it risk-free now. Start improving your memory now. Call in the next 10 minutes to try all-natural Neurostin before you buy it. Supplies are limited, so get your free trial now at 1-800-600-8199. Phone lines will be open for the next 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-600-8199.
Wishing you happy holidays as we progress into a new year. AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. Days after a man got on a plane in the Netherlands and tried to blow it up over U.S. soil, the Dutch government is moving to tighten security in Amsterdam. Within 3 weeks, the Amsterdam airport will have body scanning machines to spot explosives hidden under clothing. Anti-terrorism expert MJ Gohill says those machines are expensive, but they're worth it because they save lives.
These scanners are in fact very effective because they actually show a person's body, and if there's any foreign object attached anywhere in the body, it would show up on the scanner.
Officials in Somalia say they arrested a Somali citizen who tried to board a plane in Mogadishu last month with chemicals, liquid, and a syringe that could have been used to create an explosion similar to the one on Flight 253 on Christmas Day. Breaking news from London, Foreign Secretary David Miliband says Iraqi kidnappers have released a British hostage. Computer consultant Peter Moore was held for more than 2 years.
Peter was set free by his captors this morning in Baghdad and delivered to the Iraqi authorities. He's now in the care of the British Embassy in Baghdad.
Protesters surged through the streets of Iranian cities on Sunday. Today, those same streets were filled with tens of thousands of people who support the government and were given the day off to show it. The demonstrators demanded the execution of opposition leaders. At least 8 people died when protesters battled the police on Sunday. In Iraq, a new wave of bombings has left at least 29 people dead. Here at home, authorities in Delaware have suspended a pediatrician accused of raping 9 patients and abusing as many as 100 children or more. One concerned father says his daughter never did like Dr. Earl Brady.
She had an aversion to him and had a very bad incident one day at an appointment, and we asked her, do you not want to see him anymore? And she said, yes, I want to see someone else.
Parents say they began complaining about the doctor a decade ago. Falling off the can be a sobering experience. Live to CBS News correspondent Peter King.
Unemployed executives don't get much sympathy, but for many, the fall is just as hard as anyone else's. Karen Boos's husband made $400,000 a year before losing his New York ad agency job last year.
It was a quick shift in lifestyle. People say save for 3 months or whatever, not for 16.
She says they burned through their retirement savings. They've stopped taking vacations.
Tutor classes for the kids, making minimums on credit cards, downscaling the cars, asking family for help, which is very difficult.
She says they've learned to do without as her husband tries to get back in the game. Frank?
More people are doing their holiday shopping online, and they seem to like it. Industry analyst Larry Fried says satisfaction with online shopping's never been higher.
Satisfied customers will come back and buy more in the future. So the fact that we saw an increase in satisfaction across all the top 40 retailers really bodes well for the future of online retailing.
Dow's down about a point in early trading. This is CBS News.
There's never been a better time to meet that perfect someone, to meet the person you've been waiting for. Announcing the New Year's free communication event from eHarmony. This Wednesday through Sunday, you'll get up to 5 days to communicate with your compatible matches absolutely free.
When Sam and I were matched, I knew it was deeper and more meaningful.
We went on our first date, and going through my mind was, you know, I have such a connection with this girl.
The New Year's free communication event. Start your year off right. Visit eHarmony.com today and communicate with your matches absolutely free.
Right now at the Home Depot, get 18-gallon storage totes for just $3.98 each. They come in three colors, so you can put important stuff in one color tote, not so important stuff in another, and stuff you don't know exactly why you're keeping in yet another. Soon your whole house will be organized because you picked up some 18-gallon storage totes for just $3.98 each. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only while supplies last.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM760 local news update. A CDOT worker is in trouble for sending an email from a supervisor's state account. It shows a Photoshop picture of President Obama shining the shoes of Sarah Palin. CDOT's Mindy Crane.
It's certainly an inappropriate email to begin with, but it's the fact that, too, that it's being sent on state time and using state resources. And for that, we find that very unacceptable.
The CDOT employee in trouble is a 73-year-old woman who is a step above administrative assistant in rank. The feds have arrested two men in connection with multiple area bank robberies. The FBI's Dave Jolly says one of them, Paul Walker, was picked up over the weekend when he was acted strangely at a Denver bus stop.
Upon Mr. Walker being transported to the Denver jail, he told the arresting officer that he had committed a bank robbery and he wanted to speak to an investigator.
Another suspect, John Kirby, is believed to be responsible for the robbery of a Bank of the West in Arvada on Monday. It was one of three Denver area banks to be held up over a three-hour period. In sports, five Denver Broncos have been named to the Pro Bowl. Headed to Hawaii are Brandon Marshall, Ryan Clady, Champ Bailey, Brian Dawkins, and Elmas Dumervil. No Nuggets tonight. The Avs are in Ottawa to play the Senators. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
The Denver Drive, pretty good shape right now. Just one trouble spot. It's a three-car crash. This is westbound Alameda at Quebec. Hopefully that one's going to be out of your way shortly. Now outside the metro, we've got a closure of I-70. This is right around Byers. Had an accident there involving a semi. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a cloudy day with a high of about 38, 39 degrees. We do have a chance of seeing some flurries in the overnight. For the time being, though, we're at 20 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Right now at Freeway Ford, you buy one, but you get two. That's right. Buy any 08 Explorer or Expedition at the Freeway, you also get an 04 Focus. Act now while supplies last. Only at the Freeway at I-25 and Evans, Longmont Ford at 3rd and Alpine, or at cheaperfords.com.
Sirota is not your garden variety liberal.
David Sirota.
He's bright, he's intelligent, he is very committed.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Bye, bye, bye.
6 minutes after 8 o'clock, I'm John Turk. I normally produce this gig. I'm filling in for David Sirota for the next couple of days. Don't worry, he'll be back on Monday, January 4th. I'll be with you tomorrow. We're going to do a decade in review. So start thinking about the best albums of the decade, best movies of the decade, maybe the worst and best political moments of the decade. We'll do a lot of, we'll have some fun tomorrow is what we're going to do. But today we're hot and heavy. Got an open line at 303-713-7600. Been talking about more reports that are coming out on what happened, the failures in Amsterdam on that flight that came into Detroit where the person tried to light themselves on fire, light a explosive device, caught his crotch on fire, and the attack was thwarted. Now a lot of finger-pointing going on between CIA and a lot of people upset with the Obama administration for not taking responsibility, and for some of Janet Napolitano's comments, which I think should be scrutinized, but maybe some of those were taken out of context on Sunday when she said the system worked. This instant message came in from Greg L. Why is this attack being treated any different than the one with Richard Schubomber Reed, where the attack happened under Bush? He's in jail in Supermax, and I don't remember the Republicans bitching when that happened. With Bush, not only did you have the memo, you also had a summit in Italy that Bush attended where they knew there could be a plane flown into a building, so they adjusted where they met. at least Obama isn't saying they didn't screw up. As far as TSA, I believe the Napolitano quote was taken out of context, too. What do you think at 303-713-7600? Where does the blame lie in this? Is there any blame to be put anywhere? And meanwhile, you have the Dutch are going to start using these full-body scanners now for all flights heading to the United States, which, you know, we can go back and forth on that again, but these full-body scanners kind of scare me. But, you know, if it can stop a terrorist attack, maybe they're worth using. 303-713-7600. And this also was released this morning. A Somali man was tried to board a commercial airliner back in Mogadishu last month carrying powdered chemicals, liquid, and a syringe that could have caused an explosion in a case bearing chilling similarities to the terrorist plot to blow up a Detroit-bound airliner. The Somali man, whose name has not yet been released, was arrested by African Union peacekeeping troops before the November 13th Dalo Airlines flight took off. It had been scheduled to travel from Mogadishu to the northern Somali city of Hargeisa, then to Djibouti and Dubai. What? Yet we didn't hear about this one. It's just coming out a month later. This one was thwarted at the airport. And is this Barack Obama's responsibility? Do you think Janet Napolitano should resign? There's been calls for her to resign. 303-713-7600. Also up on the website, I put a video up of some Iranian police running over protesters in Tehran over the weekend. And it's a very disturbing video. I'll just let you know that. If you go over to am760.net, click on David Sirota's page, you can see it there. I'm also asking if anything should be done in Iran. The humanitarian in me sees this video, and it really makes me kind of ill. But, you know, we're spread too thin already. I don't think we need to get involved in Iran. 303-713-7600, the number here. Let's get back to them. Richie and Jerry, hold on. I'm coming to you. I'm going to go to Matt in Denver first, though. Hey, Matt. Thanks for hanging.
Hey, David. How's it going? Happy old year.
This is John Turk, but I'm doing well, Matt. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
It's all right, man.
Hey, anyway, so what I wanted to say was the whole bin Laden thing, everyone keeps talking bin Laden did 9/11, da-da-da. There's no evidence that he did do 9/11, and a lot of people actually think he's been dead since 2001.
Right. I mean, what if you know,
okay, so if you look it up on the FBI website, they don't even have him listed as a suspect in 9/11.
And that's pretty disturbing, isn't it?
Well, yeah, especially since people keep saying bin Laden did this, bin Laden did that. And, I mean, it is pretty much common knowledge that...
When 9/11 happened, how fast did we know, or did they connect it all to Osama bin Laden? It was basically immediately, wasn't it?
Well, that's right. But there still is no evidence that that's the case, and that's really it was who was behind 9/11. Now, in this last episode with the guy and his pants on fire, I just want to give an example of misinformation out there. At the top of the hour news, they said that the chemicals that they found that guy in Mogadishu with, that they thwarted the attack,
mm-hmm.
They said that caused an explosion on an inbound flight from Amsterdam to Detroit. That's what they said at the top of the hour CBS News.
Really? There was no explosion.
Right. And so the way that misinformation gets created and people start believing stuff is just little things like that.
And how is this any different than the shoe bomber incident?
How is it any different?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I mean,
Bush wasn't criticized.
That's right. I think the Richard Reid thing was kind of like a fluke, to be honest with you, maybe like the lone gunman kind of thing. Where this, there's a lot of evidence that suggests that this guy somehow boarded a plane in Amsterdam without a passport. So, I mean, how does that work?
Yeah.
Like, he had help getting on this plane without a passport, bought his ticket in cash. Plus, he had this high-grade military explosive. Where does that come from? Some guy in some poor African country, you know, granted his father was a rich international banker,
mm-hmm.
But where does he get this plastic explosive from?
Well, apparently he had been...
There's a lot of questions there, right?
Yeah, there are some questions, but apparently he had been working with Al-Qaeda in Yemen. And Yemen has come out today and said that they plan to rid the country of Al-Qaeda.
Yeah, well...
You know, and it's
Al Qaeda too. I mean,
you know, I'm sure a lot of these countries don't want to house members of Al Qaeda. You know,
sure, but it's like the international boogeyman. When you know, there's not a lot of evidence that we're doing any damage to Al Qaeda. You know, we're fighting wars, we're spending money, the military-industrial complex has been built up. But, I mean, if you go back in history and you look at wars and how they start and stuff like that, there's a lot of evidence that suggests false flag operations. Is there not? I mean, would you agree with that or no?
I basically agree with that assumption, yeah.
I mean, Gulf of Tonkin?
Yeah.
McNamara came out and said that it never happened, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then there's also, I mean, there's also people who say the FDA let Pearl Harbor happen.
Yep, I've heard heard that too. I mean, there's a lot of conspiracy around it too.
Right.
I mean, we may know what never ever happened.
Right, and then if you even say in the public forum, oh, conspiracy, then you're kind of labeled as an outsider.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, the way I see it working, I've been listening to you for the last couple of days, but yesterday you were talking about 9/11 and how your attitude towards that has basically changed over the last, you know, probably since 9/11. Now you think more like, oh, wow, there is some stuff there.
Mm-hmm.
But those people on the fringe who got that information out there to the mainstream people are kind of leading that in a direction that the mainstream, I don't think, anticipated. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I do. And
okay. I mean, that's kind of disturbing.
Yeah, it is.
Once you're labeled a conspiracy, then it's like, oh, the conspiracy. Listen to that.
Like I've said before in this program, I think a better term for them are truth seekers.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah, that's fair. That's honest. That's
and there's members of my family that are truth. They call themselves truth seekers, not conspiracy theorists.
Well, and that's the thing. If someone is like, if you call a radio show and say like, oh, this and this or Building 7, and someone goes, oh, you're a truther. Well, that's not an insult.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
All right, David. Hey, man, have an awesome new year.
Thanks a lot, Matt. I appreciate it.
The time on the air.
You got it, man. Call me again. 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600. Got a couple open lines here talking about terrorism. And, you know, if there's somebody out there that can tell me that we're winning the war on terror, I'd love to hear from you. Is there anybody who can say we are winning it? How do we win the war on terror? Why are we hated? 303-713-7600. Richie, my cab driver. Richie, what's happening?
Hey, John, how are you, man?
I'm good, man. You?
Yeah, I'm doing okay, man. I'm going to go back to you being really nice on the line, on the radio today. I'm going to go back to a few callers who kept saying that it was Clinton's fault. You're a freaking moron. This is exactly how the Republicans play it, man. It's smoke and mirrors. They want us to be talking about this, and they don't want us to be talking about the real deal that's going on, that 200 of Obama's appointees, 200 now, are being held up. And even if that the first phase goes through, they get the right to debate on each one of them for 30 hours. This is the Republicans just trying to stop Obama in every way. Now they throw up this other red herring now. Oh, let's blame Obama. So everybody's talking about it for the last 4 days, and they keep doing what they're doing. This is Bush. This is Cheney. This is Rumsfeld. This is their ball game. Why do they hate us? Because we're occupying their country.
Yep, 100%.
And we're killing people over there under this. Clinton passed the information on, man. He passed the information on. They did nothing about it.
Yeah, Richie, this morning, Afghan probe says NATO fighting killed children. 8 children killed by NATO troops.
And why do you think they hate us?
We were talking about this 2 days ago, and then this story pops up this morning.
And don't worry about who's getting on a plane, America. Don't worry about who's getting on a plane, because right now there are Muslims in this country with decent working people who are now becoming radicalized right here in this country because of what we're doing over there. The next attack on this country and how it happens is not coming on an airplane from another country. It's going to come from right within our own country because of what we're doing over there. And if we don't stop these scum-sucking pig Republicans from doing what they're doing, which is to stall the government, and you want to really go back a little further to the conversation that Dave and you have had before, this is still based, like that moron that was on the phone before, deep-seated, there is a black man in the White House, and they are determined.
And they're uncomfortable that there's a black man in office.
And they're going to stop him, man. They're going to stop him any way they can.
Richie, you wouldn't believe this email I got forwarded from one of our listeners this morning. It's I'd like to share one of the most annoying emails I've ever seen from our
racist friends on the right. Hopefully every African-American who can vote in this country gets to view these before the 2010 election. They just keep coming in. And I don't know where, it doesn't say where he got this email from, but he says it was some right-winger friend of his. And it says, this walk-in refrigerator at the White House is huge. Take a look. And I'm going to try to put this up on the website this morning before we get done. But there's a picture of a Hispanic-looking guy sitting in a refrigerator with probably about 10,000 watermelons sitting there.
Right.
A little racist. And then the next one, it shows, oh, it says, see, as I pull it up here, I got to pull up a different thing. It says, oh, lighten up. I know you're laughing. And then it shows a picture of Sarah Palin getting her shoes shined by Barack Obama.
That was some CDOT employee that sent that, some woman that sent that. I just heard on the news before. This is the thing, John, that poor, you know, the stupidest oppressed people in the history of the planet are poor white people because they keep supporting their oppressors, and they don't even realize it. And when poor whites in this country, like that moron that was on the phone, that's working his butt off, and all his money is going down the drain, and his bills are getting higher, and he has no health care, you know, when the poor whites in this country realize they have more in common with poor blacks and poor Hispanics than rich whites, then there will really be change in this country. But until they do that, because poor white racists in this country would rather have a white master than a black friend. And that, right, I still believe, is the bottom line in this whole bull with Obama.
Well, Mike, we can take calls on that as well. Do you agree with what Richie is saying here at 303-713-7600? Do you think that people are just afraid that we have a black man as president? Is this rooted in maybe a little bit of racism? I don't know if I can make that leap on this particular thing, but yeah, I think
it's the same train. It's the same train that's been going through since he's been in office. It's under the radar a little bit, but these scum-sucking pig Republicans on the right that are stalling this government in its tracks and will not let him get his appointees in place, man, look at what's going on.
Man, it's like Thomas Frank's book, What's the Matter with Kansas? Why are these, you know, middle America folks voting with Republicans and voting with rich folks when they're struggling just to get by, man? It doesn't make sense to me either, Richie.
No, man.
All right.
Hey, John, you take care, man.
You too, buddy. We'll talk to you soon. 303-713-7600. Got Jim and Berkman hanging on in Georgetown. Looks like a first-timer. You two, please hang on. Got an open line at 303-713-7600. We'll get back to your phone calls. I'll also throw out a couple more stories, including one that includes John Caldera. Efforts already underway in Colorado to blunt federal health care reforms. We'll talk about that as well and more of your phone calls next at 303-713-7600. Todd Parker gives us traffic first.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. First up at auction, we have here a very rare Ming vase from the Ming Dynasty. We will start the bidding at free. Do I hear free?
Free? I'll take it.
Sold to the young lady in the front row for $0.
Wait.
Free is better. Do your simple federal return for free at TurboTax.com. It's free to prepare, free to print, and free to e-file. No wonder TurboTax is the most trusted brand of tax software. Visit TurboTax.com today. Choose easy. Trusted brand claim based on survey July 2009.
We all have our own groove. Welcome to our groove. What's yours? Find it on Broadway at Groove Toyota Scion and Subaru.
Where can you find the best Indian, Nepal, and Tibetan cuisine? The Yak and Yeti Restaurant and Brew Pub. Family-owned, the Yak and Yeti serves lunch from 11 to 3 and dinner from 5 to 9:30, 7 days a week, and they offer a vegetarian menu. Visit one of their two great locations, in Arvada on Ralston Road in Old Wadsworth and 86th and Sheridan in Westminster. Mention this ad and get 10% off your bill. TheYakAndYeti.com.
The following is a free offer from the Foundation for Healthier Living. Satisfaction is guaranteed.
The Foundation for Healthier Living is now giving away free 2-week trials of a guaranteed weight loss program. If you are concerned about your weight and need to lose more than 20 pounds, you may call and request a free trial now. The toll-free number is 1-800-400-8432. Please note that this free trial is only available to men and women in this listening area. If you do not live in this area, you are not eligible for the free 2-week trial. Again, this is a free weight loss trial from the Foundation for Healthier Living. Anyone who is concerned about their weight may call now for a free 2-week trial of a guaranteed weight loss program. If you do not lose the weight, you never pay for the product. Call for your free trial now. 1-800-400-8432. That's 1-800-400-8432. 1-800-400-8432.
New Year's resolution is to eat healthier. I don't have one.
My New Year's resolution is to
be a better husband.
To lose some weight.
Have more home-cooked meals with the family.
Make more money.
New Year's resolution.
My New Year's resolution? Yes, so let the
beginning. And drink less. What I want to
feel forever. Or trade more.
2010 begins.
My New Year's resolution.
On AM 760.
Stay happy and not get angry over the little things.
Colorado's Progressive Talk. To the beach,
y'all. The body rock. Man, I don't have a New Year's resolution yet. I got to figure that out. My resolution for 2009 was to recycle as much as possible. And I tell you what, if you ask my wife, I am the recycle Nazi. I mean, they'll be throwing stuff in the trash, and I'm like going through the trash and pulling it out and then throwing it in the recycle bin. Erica, my producer, did you have a 2009 resolution? Did it come true?
I always forget what my resolutions were. I think it was to work out more and to learn how to cook, and I didn't do either.
Either one of those.
So I'm going to just try those again this year.
All right, good idea. Yeah. I always tell myself each year that I'm going to quit smoking, too, and I haven't been able to knock that one yet either. And there's several listeners out there with lots of advice for me on how to quit smoking. I guess I just have to want to quit first.
You know,
I have not gotten there yet.
The way to do it, don't view it as quitting. View it as taking an extended break.
Yeah, there you go.
Quitting seems so final. And
nobody likes a quitter.
Exactly.
That's what my dad always said, but he's still a smoker. Anyway, 303-713-7600. Got one open line for you. Let's go to Berkman in Georgetown. Berkman, welcome to AM 760. I'm John Turk.
Hello.
Hello, sir.
I have a suggestion on how to quit all this terrorism stuff.
How? What's that?
Well, we blow up Mecca and Jerusalem.
Is this Tom Tancredo?
No.
You sure?
Just blow them up.
Blow up Mecca.
Mecca and Jerusalem.
Okay.
And when the Middle Easterners see that they have no God to come and save them, what are they going to be killing themselves for?
Wow, Berkman, are you serious? Are you just?
I'm serious.
You're serious.
Heck yeah.
I think that's a little crazy.
Well, what do you call somebody strapping a bomb on himself and killing hundreds and thousands of people?
I think that's crazy too. So why should we stoop to that level?
How else are you going to stop it?
I don't know. Why are we fighting this war on terror? Is it really about religious ideals, or is it about oil interest?
Well, I think we're fighting in Iraq because of oil. I think we're fighting in Afghanistan because of oil. But I don't think that people are strapping bombs on themselves because of oil.
That's true. They're strapping bombs on themselves.
The people from strapping bombs on themselves, you show them that they don't have a God. What are they going to kill themselves for?
Berkman, I think what you're saying is a little crazy.
Well, but we're living in crazy times.
Well, we are living in crazy times, but to blow up Mecca? Just, okay. What about people that disagree with the tenets of the Catholic Church? Blow up the Vatican? Are you kidding me? What would happen if the Vatican was blown up? I think we lost Berkman. I think he's lost anyway. Berkman, wow. I hope we get some response to your idea there to blow up Mecca and Jerusalem. Seriously? Wow. Berkman wants to blow up Mecca. Sounds like we had Tom Tancredo on the line there. 303-713-7600. Jim in Denver. Jim, welcome to AM 760. I'm John Turk.
Oh, I know you, John, yeah. I'm Miss Marlin. Hey, I can say anything and sound good after that last guy.
Man.
Yeah,
tell you what. He's probably a first-timer and might be a last-timer, although I wish he'd call back anytime.
Oh, yeah. But Frank's book, What's Matter with Kansas, excellent read. But I call to defend FDR, even when my side entertains thoughts that FDR knew Pearl Harbor was going to be attacked is ludicrous. Read Jonathan Alder's First 100 Days. Read Dolores Kern Goodwin's No Ordinary Time. Roosevelt was Secretary of the Navy. Roosevelt loved
Yeah, you know, and I haven't studied a whole lot about the whole Pearl Harbor thing, and I've heard the conspiracy theories about they just let that attack happen as well.
Yeah, Roosevelt surely wanted us to help fight and defeat Germany. Roosevelt was coaxing America. He had the Lend-Lease program, which Republicans screamed and howled about. No assistance to England. He had to trade some ships for it. The guy was not allowed our ships to be attacked at Pearl Harbor. No way, no how. It's ludicrous. I first heard this dribble when Goldwater was running for president in 64. Just dismiss it, please.
Okay, you got it, man. What do you want to say about the stuff going on today? Are we winning the war on terror, you think, Jim?
It's all a hoax. It's all a charade. And all the callers from Michael on have defended Clinton and have spelled it out. This is an excellent radio station. All independent thinkers, I know it's rough right now, all Obama supporters and all that, healthcare people, it's difficult. But this is American politics. If you want to blame what's going on, go back to Alexander Hamilton and those that entrenched the wealthy interests in this country, a form of government that it's hard to get anything accomplished. And what they're doing to Clinton, trying to blame Clinton for 9/11, he begged and pleaded with him. He told him, warned him that their first priority is going to be terrorism. And the Bush administration just ignored it, as we all know.
Yep. All right. Well, Jim, great call, man.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you soon, buddy. Happy New Year. 303-713-7600. Ahmed in Denver wants to respond to Berkman. I'm going to let you do that next, but Charlie and Greeley's been hanging on just a little bit longer. Charlie, good morning. Welcome to AM 760.
Good morning. Thank you. I believe his name is Craig. I'm not sure. I was talking about it's based in race.
That was Richie there before the talk. Yeah.
Well, I said for years, for almost 100 years after the Civil War, the only difference between the poor whites in the South and the blacks in the South is poor whites got to ride in the front of the bus. Meanwhile, the whites were being exploited by the gentry, who kept them in line by saying, they want to marry your daughters.
Yeah.
Well, today, they want socialized medicine.
Obamacare.
Gay marriage. And it's the same thing. They're taking every dime you got. They've taken away your pensions. You have no job security. They've outsourced all your jobs. You haven't had a real pay raise since probably 1973.
Yeah, anti-union.
Yes, but hey, your son's not going to marry a guy. And oh yeah, they're going to take your guns away. You know, all this fear.
Oh yeah, I remember the election. Yeah, I remember friends of mine were out going out and loading up on guns and ammo because they thought Barack Obama was going to take away your guns.
I've got a brother who's a little bit afraid of Rush Limbaugh because of his leftist leanings.
Really?
And everything he hollers about. Republicans did, name's Tom. I say, Tom, the Republicans did this to you, not the Democrats. You know, all this horrible bailout for the banks. Wait a minute. George Bush wanted it with no restrictions. You know, at least there were some restrictions. But
yeah, and some of the stimulus that was going out was before Barack Obama got into office, too. And they want to blame Barack Obama for, you know, stimulus spending.
Yeah. As I said, yeah.
But again, it's you got the same people though running the banking systems in America, which is just completely ridiculous to me.
As I said, I think it's based on race to a point. But this would be the same with any Democrat if Hillary would have won, or somebody we don't even know would have won. It would still be the same thing, you know. As Ed Schultz says, guns, gods, and gays.
Yeah.
You know,
that's what they run on.
Yeah. So, and for some reason, the people who have gotten screwed over the most over the last 30 years tend to support him. It boggles my mind.
Yeah, and look what Ben Nelson is trying to do with the whole anti-abortion thing, getting that in the Senate health care bill.
Yeah.
You know, why cave to this kind of stuff? You know, I thought we were going to get widespread changes.
I tell you what, there's one piece of glue that holds the right-wing movement together. Don't raise my taxes at any time, for any reason, no matter what. You can spend all you want. You can talk about how pro-life you are. None of that matters. Don't raise my taxes. That's the glue.
Yep.
Okay.
Hey, Charlie, read What's the Matter with Kansas. I think you dig it.
I've read it.
All right. It is true. All right, Charlie, have a great day, man. Talk to you soon. 303-713-7600. Got a couple open lines. Ahmed in Denver, I want to talk to you next. Also got John on a cell phone hanging in. I'm also going to bring up this story about health care and how there's some efforts already underway here in Colorado to blunt federal health care reforms. They're trying to bring it down to the state level. 303-713-7600. Ahmed, hang on. You're next. Todd Parker, though, is going to fill us in on traffic first.
Westbound 36, a little bit slow on the approach to Broadway. A few more cars hitting 270, but no serious delays as you're out and about. They're mopping up a couple surface street accidents, Alameda and Quebec, as well as 32nd and Lowell. Quick check on today's forecast. We can expect a high of about 38, 39 degrees today. It's going to be mostly cloudy. Currently a little bit breezy and 22. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Now at Freeway Ford, you buy one, but you get two. That's right. Buy any 08 Explorer or Expedition at the Freeway, you also get an 04 Focus. Act now while supplies last. Only at the Freeway at I-25 and Evans, Longmont Ford at 3rd and Alpine, or at cheaperfords.com.
Mario Solis Marriage.
Happy New Year. Today on the Mario Solis Marriage Show, we'll take your votes. Who was the biggest political hero of the last decade, and who was the worst villain?
Today at 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
This week on Colorado State of Mind, the Emmy-winning series on Rocky Mountain PBS. Which news stories defined 2009? And what effect did they have on Colorado and the nation? A panel of Colorado journalists share their thoughts on the confounding, serious, and surprising stories of the year. And which ones will make their mark on the new year? The discussion happens on Colorado State of Mind, Friday night at 7:30 on Rocky Mountain PBS Channel 6. Weigh in anytime at rmpbs.org. Watch Colorado State of Mind, Friday night at 7:30 on Rocky Mountain PBS.
Rate based on APR of 5.53%. Approval contingent on full underwriting analysis. Check website for licensing information. Premium Capital Funding, LLC, DBA Top Dot Mortgage, 125 Jericho Turnpike, Jericho, New York.
You've worked hard to get where you are. A nice house. A couple of cars in the garage. Unfortunately, you've also got an adjustable rate mortgage that could increase any time. But now you can take control. Because Top Dot Mortgage, an equal housing lender, is now offering FHA 30-year fixed rate loans at the historical low of 4.875%. You could save hundreds of dollars a month. You heard me. Hundreds of dollars a month. At Top Dot, we provide a low-stress, customized approach so you can get the right mortgage to suit your individual needs. And right now, you can get your rate absolutely free. Just call 1-800-500-6244. These historically low fixed rates may only be available for a limited time. For free information, 1-800-500-6244. 1-800-500-6244.
This weekend at Blockbuster, select previously viewed DVDs are 5 for just $20. Choose from Tyler Perry's Medea Goes to Jail, Revolutionary Road, My Bloody Valentine, and more. Previously viewed DVDs, 5 for just $20 at Blockbuster. Sold separately for prices marked at participating stores while supplies last.
You want to create more power and greatness for your life and career. Are you ready to transform your way of thinking and explore the mysteries of your mind? Then catch the Inevitable Radio Show Saturdays at 8 a.m. right here on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Right now at the Home Depot, get 18-gallon storage totes for just $3.98 each. They come in three colors, so you can put important stuff in one color tote, not so important stuff in another, and stuff you don't know exactly why you're keeping in yet another. Soon your whole house will be organized because you picked up some 18-gallon storage totes for just $3.98 each. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only while supplies last.
25 minutes before 9 o'clock, John Turk filling in for David Sirota here. I'll be here today, tomorrow, special New Year's Day programming here from 7 to 10, and then Sirota back on Monday, and he'll be here for the long haul. I want to take Ahmed's call real quick, and then John and Nacelle's been hanging. I'm also going to read this story from the Denver Post on efforts underway in Colorado to blunt federal health care reform. You won't want to miss that. I want to talk to Ahmed first, though. Ahmed, what's happening? Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hey, John, how you doing?
I'm good, buddy. You?
I'm doing well. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Hey, I just want to respond to that guy that who just say...
Blow up Mecca or Jerusalem.
Jerusalem and Mecca. You know, this country became a great country because the smart leaders, not like him people, someone like him, not being leader in this country. So there was always good leaders in this country and the smart people would be the leader in this country. A second thing I want to mention is, if he want to try it, he can't do it. I'm just going to say it. I'm a Muslim. I mean, there's no way that you can blow in Mecca. There's no way in the world you're going to do it. A second thing, there is in this country, there's a good leader, and they never do that because they're smarter than him, and that's why this country is a great place to be.
Yeah, Ahmed, I got to ask you as well. Go ahead. Finish up.
And then I just want to mention, I remember I called you earlier yesterday. I couldn't go through. I was going to work, so I didn't have time to hang in the phone. But
okay.
Yesterday you was talking about why the people are targeting us. Let me ask you a question, John. How many times is there is a terrorist action, a terrorist blow building or something happen in the United States every day? I'm just talking about a week and a month. How many days that happened that?
I can only think of really one.
Okay.
9/11. But how many times does it happen out in the Middle East, in Afghanistan, in Iraq?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Let's
daily.
Go back to, yeah, let's go back to the country that is a Muslim, the Pakistan. 7 days a week, mandate to mandate. Every day, 7 days a week it happens. Every 7 days a week, people get killed.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody blow himself. How many times has it happened in the Middle East? How many times has it happened in Muslim countries?
Way too many.
Way too many. That's something we need to look at it. And how
as a Muslim, though, Ahmed, do you... I'm just going to ask you this point blank. Do you disagree with these suicide bombers and how they actually go about... I mean, there's fundamentalist Muslims, and then there's others that don't think you need to kill all Americans, right? You don't fall in the line where all Americans must die, I assume.
No, I'm not following that. I'm one of Americans.
Right.
So, and my kid is American. I just dropped my kid into school.
Yep.
So how I'm going to follow that? Nobody's going to follow that, and nobody's going to accept that.
Yeah.
But the reason, this is the something that we all looking at is the whole world terrorist and whole world bomb happening everywhere and whole world something going on everywhere you go. And at the same time, there is a Christian country that never had any exploded. We have to ask this question is ourselves. There's too many countries who's a Christian and never had this kind of thing. They never had their lives.
Well, it's all about us going out and trying to raise profits, man. We talked about this yesterday, and you know, it is occupations of these countries, man. I think, it wasn't an invasion, it's an occupation of Iraq going on.
The smartest call you have in this week, I didn't write his name, was the yesterday caller who say our National Guard and our military have to defend in this country and have to support our airport security and have to stay underground in this country. We don't have to go outside in this country and try help somebody or try hurt somebody. We don't have to go anywhere and occupy anybody. That is the smartest call you have the whole week that I was listening to your radio. Even I was listening sitting in my office in your show. So, you know, those are the people. For us, having this problem every day, I think it is one reason is going to war that is not our war. How many people that die in Iraq? This is questions that we need to ask. Why they get killed? Is the innocent people, children and wives, why they get killed? Why we bombing innocent people every day? Why? Why we doing? Our policy is not, the foreign policy in this country is totally whacked. To me, it is.
It is. No, I agree with you, man. And you look at why they, you know, we discussed this, why they hate us.
Yeah.
When we go in there, we destroy all the roads. We, most kids aren't going to school. You have no real infrastructure, so to speak. You don't have clean water. And we wonder why we are hated by many Middle Easterners. It makes sense to me why we are. And I don't think that many people want to delve into that question and fix it.
We, as in this country, as American, we ignore, our leaders ignore the truth. That's the only things I can say. We ignoring the truth. And the war that Bush started, that was the dumbest war that we ever had in this country. And if we want to complain about Osama bin Laden, remember, Osama bin Laden was reported Reagan. He's the one who gave him a train. He is the one who gave him weapons.
Give him arms.
He is the one, everything, give even cash. He gave everything. If you watch that movie, Charles War, you can see what we did as Americans. So, hey, we are part of the problem. If you want to solve this problem, let's go back home. Let's defend this country all together. How many religions you have in this country? Many of them. How many color people you have? Many of them. How many language you have? You have 1,000 languages in this country. Why is this great country everybody talking about? Because there is a good leaders, because there is a good people in this country. And that's why we are a great country. The same time, let's go back in the country, let's come back home, and let's defend ourselves and what we believe in and what we stand for. But if we don't, then we're going to end your problem, like everybody else, like the Middle East.
Yep. All right. Well, Ahmed, I appreciate you hanging through to talk to me today. And I pretty much am in agreement with everything you say, man.
I think
we need to look at ourselves first, maybe pull out, get the hell out of the Middle East, and let them figure it out, and let's start worrying about what's going on here and health care and education and stuff that affects the everyday American.
You know how many people are, how many children, American children, who were born and raised in this country as homeless today and everywhere in the United States.
Yep.
A lot of states have 1,000 children. They're 5 years old, 10 years old, and they are homeless. And then we take our money to go a war. It's not our war. America,
yep.
Wake up and think, what are you doing? That's
all
simple,
right.
It is.
Amit, thank you so much, man. Have a great day.
You too, man. Thank
all right, buddy. 303-713-7600. What do you think about that? Any response to Ahmed? And I got this instant message from Kevin. Turkey's short-sighted memory is amazing. USS Cole, embassies, Twin Towers, first bombing. Love that you lefties are so informed. He was asking about attacks, terrorist attacks on U.S. soil. And, yeah, of course, the Twin Towers first bombing, I didn't mention that. But the USS Cole and the embassies, they were not here. So, sorry, Kevin. I think you're the misinformed one. Let's go back to the phones. Let's talk to Joe in Westminster. We're at 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. Are we winning the war on terror? Is it a winnable war? And what do you think about Berkman from Georgetown, who said that we should blow up Mecca and Jerusalem? I'd really like to get some comments on that if you want to take a stab. Joe in Westminster, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning again, Turk.
Morning.
Yeah, that's exactly where I take a stab at, because... You know, that's happened relatively recently, that a nation's and a culture's holy places were bombed. It was the western meccas of the Twin Towers and the Pentagon. They were bombed by Al-Qaeda on 9/11. So I congratulate, what was his name, on being a representative of the American Al-Qaeda mindset.
Berkman.
Just, yeah, really, really top-notch thinking there.
Yeah, wasn't that, I mean, you know, and we had one of our own former congressmen, Tom Tancredo, suggested that a few years back. And, you know, that was what he would say would be a preventative measure.
Right.
You could, well, not, you know, not bomb Mecca, but just say, hey, you keep this up, we're going to bomb Mecca. And to me, that's just crazy.
Yeah, well, you know, it's the mindset that believes in escalation and that you don't just take an eye for an eye, but you take an eye and a, you know, a finger or something else, you keep escalating.
Mm-hmm.
But they just refuse to concede the possibility that the reprisal is greater. It's, you know, escalation does no one any good. It does not win things. It just creates more victims.
Yeah, that's all we're doing. Like, you know, great point. We're just creating more victims, and all we're doing by going over to Afghanistan and being in Iraq is, you know, hey, we're not going to fight them here, we're going to fight them there. But when you do that, you give them a place to train to kill Americans. That's all that the Middle East has become now, it seems like.
Yeah, there's a lot of recruiting going on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to equate exactly our being overseas with deliberate provocation. And it's, I mean, you know, Osama bin Laden considered our presence in the Middle East as an implicit attack on Mecca. And, you know, I disagree, because that's extremist thinking. I don't want to fall into the trap of thinking like they do. I mean, that's what this guy from Georgetown did. He fell into that trap of thinking like, you know, the other fundamentalists do. And it's fundamentalist thinking. It's, you know, as Obama said, it's the mindset that got us into war, you know. And, you know, obviously, I don't agree with the policy of escalation in Afghanistan, but I know that Obama's mindset is not the same as the mindset of the fundamentalists, either the fundamentalists over there or the fundamentalists over here. So it's, you know, as long as we change our thinking on the matter, I mean, I agree that we should get out of Afghanistan, but, you know, I don't want to equate it. It's not the same situation.
Gotcha. All right, Joe, man, another stellar call, dude. Call me again, all right?
All right, take it easy.
All right, take it easy. 303-713-7600. I do have a few open lines. Don't make me play MacArthur's Park, people. I'll break out the old J. Marvin MacArthur's Park and torture you. It's worse than waterboarding. 303-713-7600. I want to bring up this story as well, if you'd like to comment on it. And we'll probably talk about this most of next hour, too, or any leftover calls on the war on terror. Efforts already underway in Colorado to blunt federal health care reforms. Coloradans will likely be asked in November to blunt the impact of federal health insurance reform with a state constitutional amendment that would attempt to undo some of what Congress is trying to pass. Jan Caldera of the Independence Institute said Tuesday that he's still working on the language for his proposal, which would then need signatures from 76,047 voters to make the ballot. But he intends to find out in the fall whether voters want to stop the federal government from dictating insurance requirements to Coloradans. At the same time, a freshman state lawmaker says she'll push her legislative colleagues to opt the state out of the congressional health care reforms. The state measures would be two of at least 14 similar plans being advanced by conservatives and libertarians across the country. Courts will likely have to decide whether states have the authority to trump or opt out of a federal mandate, but the proposals underscore how the health insurance debate is already moving from Washington to state legislatures. Caldera said he doesn't want to miss his chance to affect how the federal legislation he and other critics call Obamacare will take hold in Colorado. Some of the provisions could take effect as early as 2011. Colorado has a right to decide how we choose to deal with health care, Caldera said, and it is my goal to make sure that Washington doesn't jam Obamacare down the throats of Coloradans. Democrats cautioned Tuesday that critics should wait and see what the final bill produced in Washington includes. Senate and House versions must still be reconciled before anything passes in final form. So what do you think about this? Do you are you in agreements? In agreement with John Caldera? I mean, a lot of our audience is not real happy with this Senate bill. Do you think Colorado should try to supersede this federal law and get out of the mandate? 303-713-7600. We can talk about that. We'll also take more calls on the war on terror and whether you think we should blow up Mecca like Berkman in Georgetown suggests. Seriously, Berkman, I can't believe you'd even bring that up here. 303-713-7600. We'd love to get you in here. We got another hour and 10 minutes to go. 849. Todd Parker, what's happening with traffic right now?
An accident westbound I-70 east of Idaho Springs, really messing things up as you were making your way up into the high country. In fact, we're seeing single-digit speeds stretching back towards Floyd Hill. They're cleaning up a surface street crash around the metro that occurred, Alameda and Quebec. They're also getting ready to move one out of your way at 32nd and Lowell. Now, as far as the highway drive goes, decent speeds all around Denver. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Breeze Ski and Snowboard Rentals is Denver's home of the $9.99 daily ski rental, valid at all Metro Denver locations. Get the Breeze Basic Sport Ski Rental Package for only $9.99 per day. Reserve now online at skirentals.com. Breeze, home of the $9.99 ski rental.
Turn right in 1/2 mile.
I'm not great with directions.
Turn right now.
But now my GPS gets me wherever I need to go. TurboTax lets me do my taxes the same way. It guides me step by step through my return, searching for every deduction I deserve and helping me arrive at my maximum refund, guaranteed. No wonder it's the most trusted tax software in America.
See for yourself at TurboTax.com. Choose easy. Money back guarantee details at TurboTax.com. Trusted brand claim based on survey July 2009.
It takes energy to keep a home safe and warm. Imagine having to do without. Please join Energy Outreach Colorado in helping the thousands of families and seniors who can't afford their energy bills. To donate or to get help, go to www.energyoutreach.org. Sponsored by Energy Outreach Colorado and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
If you're a man who wants to feel confident in the bedroom and have the longest, most powerful sexual experiences possible, the time has come. Hi, I'm Dr. Richard Sandor, and I want to tell you about the revolutionary herbal supplement for male enhancement, Zencor Plus. Zencor Plus will work for you. Zencor Plus performs the first time and every time, guaranteed. Just take Zencor 45 minutes before sexual activity, and you'll experience powerful results. In fact, we are so sure you'll love Zencor's tremendous results that we want to send you a free sample so you can try Zencor for yourself. Once you try it, there's no doubt that you will become one of Zencor's thousands of satisfied customers.
Find out how to get your free supply of Zencor before it's too late. Call 1-800-685-1986. That's 1-800-685-1986. Size does matter. Don't miss out on your free supply. 1-800-685-1986. That's 1-800-685-1986.
Please stay tuned for a free weight loss offer following this story.
I gained my weight after I had my first child, and within a year, I gained like 150 pounds.
For 20 years, I tried everything, you know, from different diets, exercising. One time I seen a friend, and when I seen her, she was slim. So I said, how did you do that? You know, how did you get so skinny so fast? And she was like, rice-eye smoothies. So that's when I decided to try rice-eye smoothies. And when I first started, the first 30 days, I lost 30 pounds. And by the time I hit a year, I lost 143 pounds. When I look in the mirror, I see a beautiful person now. I love the Right Size Smoothies. It's the best thing that happened to me.
If you would like to try Right Size Smoothies for free, call now for a free two-week supply. If you don't lose the weight, you'll never pay for the smoothies. Call 1-800-900-3967. 1-800-900-3967. That's 1-800-900-3967.
Just 8 minutes here before 9 o'clock. John Turk in for David Sirota for you this week. 303-713-7600. Let's squeeze some phone calls in before top of the hour news. Let's go to Gary in Arvada. Gary, welcome to the show.
Hey, John.
How you doing, man?
Okay. You know, everybody seems to forget when Clinton was president. Do you remember when he sent those missiles in and destroyed that supposed chemical plant? And the Republicans were all going, all saying that he was wagging the dog because he was trying to cover up the Monica Lewinsky thing. And, you know, he knew that was happening. He tried to do something, and then he found out he wasn't going to get any support at home, so he couldn't do it.
Yeah, so he had to, had to pull out.
You know, and the Taliban at the same time was destroying those Buddhists. Those giant Buddhists that were in the side of the mountain, you know, they took their cannons and they blew them apart. And Clinton did try to do something. He tried to, you know, attack the training camps and stuff. And the Republicans just, you know, they started screaming, wagging the dog, covering up the Monica Lewinsky.
Yeah, just trying to divert attention to somewhere else.
Yeah, and then Bush came into office, and he says, we don't have any foreign policy. We're going to ignore those people, and they don't want to be ignored, and so they got our attention with you know, doing the trade center there, and you know, it just doesn't seem like our system is working very well.
How do we fix it, or what's the solution, Gary, to the war on terror? Is this just something that we'll never win?
Well, I think we need to take it all back, and like you said, we're over there. We're occupying a country. We got to get out of there. You know.
Yeah, I know it's not just easy to pick up and leave. You know, we've destroyed so much infrastructure and you know, water supplies and schools.
As long as we're over there, we're going to have this problem. I read a lot, and T.E. Lawrence, you know, Lawrence of Arabia, the movie, he wrote a book, The Seven Pillars of Wisdom. And he's wrote, I think, about the same things in those days that is happening now. You know, it's crazy. Apparently nobody's read any history books. I mean, look at the trouble the British had. And they finally just got out.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the trouble the Russians had. They finally just got out. You can't win a war over there.
Well, it's just them about lining their pockets. How has the American citizen benefited from us being over there?
Well,
do we feel more safe now because we're over there fighting them over there? I don't think we feel more safe.
Oh, no.
Than we did on 9/11.
They're just doing it for the oil. That's what the Bushies did. They wanted the oil.
Have oil prices gone down yet for us?
Well, you remember when it was $4 a gallon?
I know. Well, yeah.
Man, you know, they just raped this country. And I'll tell you, that's what sent the spiraling economy down, is when that gas hit $4 a gallon, they took out so many middle-class people.
Yeah.
They couldn't afford to fill their tanks. They could hardly afford to get to work.
Yeah, couldn't afford to get to work, you know, and these truckers and, you know, just all, if you think of all the commerce that depends on oil and gasoline, they were screwed when that happened.
Oh,
and then
man,
it went down to $1.25 a gallon. Now it's back up to like $2.30, $2.40 a gallon.
Yeah, at least we're more ready for it now.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, like,
save so in case of oil price fluctuations.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous, man. We're getting ripped off.
Well, my wife,
we're being lied to.
Absolutely.
All right, man. Well,
I got a car that gets 35 miles a gallon now. So I'm a better off than a lot of people.
All right. Well, Gary, I hope you have a great 2010, man. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Yeah, you too.
All right. Have a good one, man. Brian and Boulder, you're next up. Brian, thanks for calling AM760. I'm John Turk.
Hey, Turk. I love your show. You're doing awesome.
Thanks, man.
I think the crux of the issue is our relationship with Israel and the foreign aid that they receive from us. We give them $15 million every day, at least.
Yeah.
And here we got Rahm Emanuel and what's the other guy's name who's fighting health care, our public option.
There's several of them. Lieberman, Joe Lieberman.
Yeah, I believe they're both Israeli citizens, and I believe they have a single-payer plan over there. And I think, you know, what's good for Israel is good for America. You know, if we can send them $15 million every day, and they can afford to give their citizens public health care, I think we at least deserve it as well.
Yeah, I agree with that. In total agreement.
Yeah, and I think we should, it should be it should be made known to people that where these people come from and their views and the hypocrisies.
Gotcha. Brian, well, hey, man, I wish I had more time. I got to hit CBS News. I appreciate the phone call. Please call me again. We giving too much foreign aid to Israel? Is that the problem? Is that another reason why the Middle East, a lot of the Middle East hates us? Could be. What do you think? 303-713-7600. We'll be back. Your phone calls coming up after CBS News. I'm John Turk in for David Sirota.
In my mind.
Kevin Richards is sending his identity out shopping.
Okay, you're going to go get me some new golf clubs. Are you sure you can handle this?
Yeah, I'm sure. No problem.
Now remember, you go directly to the retailers, and you don't talk to the strangers.
Right. Go directly to the strangers, don't talk to the retailers.
No. Listen, you go to the retailers, you talk to them.
And if I meet a stranger, I give them all the information.
No!
Wondering where your identity goes? It's time to get total protection from Identity Guard. You'll get the kind of protection and information that helps you keep track of what your identity is up to 24/7. And should anything happen, Identity Guard is there with $1 million of loss reimbursement insurance and a professional response team. It's protection no matter where your identity goes. Identity Guard, making it okay to trust again.
Hey, wait. What if the stranger wants to sell me something?
Oh my, no strangers!
Visit identityguard.com today. That's identityguard.com.
Mint will be releasing these coins to the public on a first-come, first-served basis. Don't be without gold. While you still can, call for free historical information and the free collector's DVD. 1-800-300-5798. Again, 1-800-300-5798.
Wishing you happy holidays as we progress into a new year. AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. The Dutch government's wasting no time, saying the world escaped a disaster with the failed Christmas Day airliner attack. It's ordered that full-body scanners be used on all airline flights to the U.S. Terrorism expert M.J. Gohel says if the Amsterdam airport had used such a screener, Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab would not have boarded the plane.
That kind of X-ray scanner would have located the package that this individual had on the flight to Detroit. Unfortunately, these scanners are quite expensive, and they are on a trial basis at the moment.
President Obama's ordered a report on his desk by tomorrow explaining why the suspect wasn't clearly identified and barred from getting a visa. CBS News correspondent Armin Katayan says U.S. authorities were aware Abdulmutallab had raised red flags.
They obviously had information about Abdulmutallab as far back as August of 2009 under the code name or dubbed the Nigerian, and trying to connect him to Abdulmutallab didn't occur until after the Christmas Day attacks, despite the fact that Abdulmutallab's father came into the Nigerian embassy and spoke to a CIA officer on November 19, 2009, concerned about his son's ties to extremists in Yemen.
The news has come from London that a British hostage held in Baghdad has been released unharmed.
I'm pleased to confirm that Peter Moore, one of the five men taken hostage in Baghdad in May 2007, has been released today.
That's David Miliband. Moore was taken along with four of his security guards. Three of them were subsequently killed. The whereabouts of the fourth remains unknown. All over Iran today, there are large pro-government rallies like this one in Tehran. Iranian authorities say since Bloody Sunday protests, some 500 opposition members have been rounded up. And a new video has appeared online. Its authenticity hasn't been determined. It appears to show Iranian police running over a protester with pickup trucks. Iran's police chief has angrily denounced questions about the video as lies. A published report says the government is close to pumping an additional $3.5 billion into GMAC Financial Services. The Wall Street Journal's John Stahl says the announcement could come within days.
The most logical place that would immediately be applied is the mortgage operation. GMAC primarily has become an auto lender again. It's gotten a bit away from the mortgage business, but you can't escape the losses that are related to the mortgage industry.
Uncle Sam's already loaned GMAC $12.5 billion. It's not only poor Americans who've been hit by the recession. Laid-off executives are finding it hard to make ends meet. Karen Booz says her husband lost his $400,000-a-year advertising job in New York 16 months ago. And she says it's forced some changes.
Fewer classes for the kids, making minimums on credit cards, downscaling the cars, asking family for help, which is very difficult.
Now checking Wall Street right now, the Dow is down 16 points. This is CBS News.
There's never been a better time to meet that perfect someone, to meet the person you've been waiting for. Announcing the New Year's free communication event from eHarmony this Wednesday through Sunday. You'll get up to 5 days to communicate with your compatible matches absolutely free.
When Sam and I were matched, I knew it was deeper and more meaningful.
We went on our first date, and going through my mind was, you know, I have such a connection with this girl.
The New Year's free communication event. Start your year off right. Visit eHarmony.com today and communicate with your matches absolutely free.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-747-0319. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-747-0319. That's 1-800-747-0319.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. Doctors are calling it a Christmas miracle. A Colorado Springs woman was about to deliver a baby when her heart stopped beating for nearly 4 minutes. Tracy Hermansdorfer suffered cardiac arrest on Thursday. When doctors could not revive her, they removed the baby by cesarean section. After they revived the baby boy, the mom's heart resumed beating. A Democratic state lawmaker is switching party affiliation. Gunnison Representative Kathleen Curry is becoming an independent. The switch forces her to give up leadership positions in the chamber. Curry had been appointed as House Speaker pro tem. She heads the House Agriculture Committee, but says she just doesn't fit into either the Democratic or Republican parties. Fees at Colorado state parks for camping reservations and boat registration will increase Friday, but daily entry fees and the cost of annual passes will stay the same. The Colorado State Parks Board approved the increases to help cover a $3 million funding shortfall. In sports, no Nuggets tonight, but the Avs are in Ottawa to play the Senators. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Winter driving, it's just not normal. When there's ice and snow, take it slow. Along with slippery streets and highways, huge snow plows are often out there trying to keep the roads clear. Snow plows are large and powerful, maneuver slowly, and plow far and wide, very wide. Slow down when approaching a snow plow. They're likely traveling slower than the posted speed limit. Also, don't tailgate or stop too close behind because they frequently back up, especially at intersections. A snowplow driver's view is restricted, so never assume that the driver sees you. Plows can also throw up a cloud of snow that can cause whiteout conditions and reduce visibility to zero, so use extreme caution when passing. In fact, the road behind a plow will be safer for you to drive on. If you do pass, watch out for plow blades. They're not only on the front of the plow, but a wing plow may project from the side of the truck. Best advice, ice and snow. Take it slow, especially around snow plows.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
Winter driving can be a real challenge. If there's ice and snow, take it slow. Even if you have an SUV with four-wheel drive, it doesn't mean you'll be able to stop any faster or maintain control any better once you lose traction. Four-wheel drive may get you going faster, but it won't help you stop any sooner. No matter what type of vehicle you're driving, accelerate gradually and avoid abrupt steering maneuvers that could cause you to slide. Allow extra distance between you and the vehicle ahead. It takes more time and distance to stop an adverse condition, so when you need to slow down or stop, if you have anti-lock brakes, to press the pedal and let the brakes do the work. Don't pump them yourself. If roads are slippery, turn off the cruise. Keep your own feel for the road. And before you leave, check road conditions. Safe drivers know the weather and they know their limits. If the weather's bad, stay where you are until conditions improve.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
The public will forgive him. While the sources not specify what addiction Woods would be seeking treatment for, X17 finds it obvious that sex addiction would be at the top of the list. This is not the first article to allege that the embattled golfer is seeking professional help. Earlier in December, a report was published claiming that Woods was in Arizona rehab clinic for sexual compulsion, you think, and Vicodin and Ambien use. The officer responsible for investigating Woods' car accident reportedly requested a subpoena because he believed Ambien and Vicodin may have been a factor in the crash. Another report claimed that Woods was classified as an overdose patient when he was admitted to the hospital after his car accident. The list of alleged mistresses that came to light following Woods' car crash has, according to several reports, led Woods' wife Ellen Nordgren to prepare for a divorce. Among the women linked to Woods is a porn star who bragged about her amazing sex with the golfer. His other alleged porn star mistresses, one in Washington State. Another woman, Jamie Jungers, claimed she and Woods had wild and crazy sex against a wall. She even says she slept with him the night his father died. So Tiger Woods appears he's in rehab. We sure haven't heard. It's so weird that we haven't heard from him. That's bizarre. We got a Wii for Christmas from my wife's parents. And so Stacy got me Tiger Woods 2010. And it was the cheapest game out there. Looks like all this Tiger Woods products are taking a hit. But I did get a nice discount on my Tiger Woods 2010. And I didn't get the game because I like Tiger Woods, but I think it's a great golf game. But let's get back to the phones. We've been talking about a lot of stuff this morning. Had a caller last hour basically say that we should bomb Mecca. That'd be a way to win this war on terror. Bomb Jerusalem. And basically what that would do would tell them that, hey, God is not going to save you. I mean, that's just crazy stuff. That was Berkman in Georgetown. We've also been talking about this morning about people thinking Barack Obama is responsible. He needs to take responsibility for that attack on Christmas Day that was stopped. Where does the responsibility land? 303-713-7600. Also, if you want to talk about health care, we can do that as well. Efforts are already underway here in Colorado to blunt federal health care reform. John Caldera of the Independence Institute is behind this, as well as some other state representative, Jim Risberg. So, looks like they're trying to bring it to the state level and say, you know, this is a federal mandate, but as a state, we have the right to not take the mandate. 303-713-7600. Thanks for all your patience, everybody. I'm going to get everybody in here, so don't go anywhere. Let's go to Kevin in Denver. Kevin, welcome to AM760.
Hey, John. This is Kevin in Fort Collins.
Hey, man. Fort Snort. What's up?
It's not Erica's fault. I didn't tell her where I was from. John, I was just listening to some of the calls and stuff, and you were keep throwing out there, you know, why do they hate us? And I've been reading some books that will kind of explain why. You got Sorrows of Empire by Chalmers Johnson. He also wrote a book, Blowback. I would encourage everybody to read that. There's another good one. This is about Bush's dad. It's called George Bush, The Unauthorized Biography. It's by Griffin Tarpley. And then the book that is just a must-read that explains everything and does it in a historical manner is The Shock Doctrine by Naomi Klein.
Yep, she's a good one.
Oh, she's great. I wondered if...
recently named one of the top 10 most influential progressives in the country, and David Sirota made the list of the top 25.
Oh, excellent. Mm-hmm. Well, see, they're in a similar list here. Is there any chance that you think you could maybe get her on sometime?
Yeah, we had her on. We were going to have her on from Copenhagen, but something happened and we couldn't get her back.
Okay.
But yeah, we'll try to get her back on once Sirota's back next week.
Well, it's probably tough getting her on because of the time change and everything. I know when Amy Goodman had her on Democracy Now, she was over there, and then they just delayed the show, you know, because it
We had her scheduled, and just things came up. Her schedule was just too tight, and, you know, all the important stuff happened the last 4 or 5 days there, and that's when she was there, so.
I see. Well, the other thing that other guy brought up about all those appointments that are being held back, I mean, it's just like that TSA, the head of the TSA, they're holding that.
Yeah, Sellers.
Back, yeah. And that, you know, that guy is the head of security for LAX. And what are they afraid of? The fact that they may, this head of TSA, the guy that they're holding up, that dement is doing it,
mm-hmm.
for the fact that they may want to pay them a little wage, and, you know, they can't handle that.
It's all an anti-union movement, basically.
Well, that's the Family Value Party.
Yep.
A party that loves people and family, and they're pro-life, too. I don't know if I mentioned that, but they're pro-life.
Yep.
And so, you know, once you're born, then you turn into something else, and you turn into you're on your own and rugged individualism. So, you know, we just love you before you're born, and then...
Once you're born, we don't care. Yeah.
Yeah. Then you're on your own,
mm-hmm.
and you have to be rugged. And it's so amazing to me, John, that that Obama had a perfect chance here of going back, and really, I mean, him being a lawyer, and any prosecutor in the world will tell you, you have to go backwards in order to find where the crime committed. And we need to investigate the Bush and Cheney crime family and everything they did. And if we don't do that, that in 5 years they'll remake Bush, they'll name a aircraft carrier after the guy like they already have Bush's dad and Reagan, and they'll do revisionist history. I mean, look at what you have going on. Marilyn Matlin, just the other day, she's revising history, saying that Bush inherited a terrible recession and he inherited 9/11. And then someone else mentioned on Fox. And that's the other part of why this country stays screwed up. We don't have any media. You know, we have media that just keeps misinforming and lying to people all the time. I mean, when
it's like that guest we had last week, Jay Rosen. What did he call it? The Church of the Savvy? These folks in D.C., the media makers, the newsmakers in D.C. that kind of funnel what we get and what information we receive.
Well, absolutely. Look at when Obama went after Fox News. ABC, NBC, the so-called mainstream media went after him for going after Fox. And so he had to back off. And if we don't get some media reform so that we can have, you know, fair and honest news, you know, and that's news when Democrats screw up, we hear about it, and when Republicans screw up, we hear about it. It's fair, it's independent, and it's journalism. It's the truth. And think about it, John. Go back. I know this may be a little bit too far for you, but I remember being a kid, and when they investigated Nixon, and you had Republicans doing it, you had Democrats doing it, and it was fair. It was open. Now, Nixon should have been impeached. He shouldn't have been pardoned. That's another thing where they were doing revisionist history. But if we had the news media that we have today back then, Nixon would have never been impeached. It would have never been uncovered and would have never been investigated. And we have to go back. We have to reclaim the fourth leg of the government, which is the media, John.
Yeah, well, look at you know, all the waste of the whole investigation of Monica Lewinsky.
Oh, absolutely.
You know,
$100 million.
Yeah, if they put that kind of, you know, investment into investigating what happened with George Bush and how we were led into war, you know.
John, that Monica Lewinsky thing, it was $100 million. You and I, this is where the Republicans are such geniuses, or so, well, maybe my wife gets mad when I say geniuses. They're not geniuses. They're just willing to do whatever. They're limitless in the evil that they'll perpetrate. And they had us, you and I, the taxpayers, pay for that.
Mm-hmm.
They used three special investigators for that. There were two before that, Kenneth Starr. The two before him said, no, there's nothing wrong. So they appointed another. And we have to, that's really what Obama should have done, is appoint another special investigator and went after all these crimes and misdeeds that Bush did, because otherwise, you know, the children that are growing
up. I just think, you know, it can happen again.
Well, exactly, because
it just shows that it's okay, that there's no recourse.
John, there'll be no history
right
on all the crimes that were there perpetrated and that were done, and you have these people keep calling you up saying we need to bomb, you know, Jerusalem and bomb Medina or the holy site for Muslims.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of craziness will continue unless we have, you know, so that people, misinformed people like that guy from Georgetown will know the truth.
Yep. Now you make some great points, man. I got to move on to a new call, but Kevin, thanks a lot for adding this.
Thank you so much.
All right, brother. We'll talk to you soon, man. Happy New Year to you.
Thank you.
303-713-7600. Going to get another one in here. Denny, hang on. Bill and Aurora, hang on. I'm going to come to you next. John in Denver's up first. Hey, John.
Hey, Turk. How are you?
I'm good, man. Thanks. Yeah, Happy New Year to you. Thanks for hanging.
I just wanted to, Kevin was absolutely right. I mean, Republicans are the party of hypocrisy. I mean, you have to be a total hypocrite. Ignorance is bliss. Oblivious to any facts to really stand behind anything that they say. But I initially called only because when you were talking about the war on terrorism, the war on drugs, I mean, I bought my first boat, and my dad said, you know, a boat is a hole in the water in which to throw money. And I really think that's what both of those are. I mean, nothing's getting done, but they're just wasting billions and billions of taxpayer dollars.
Wasting our money and lining their pockets, because there's a lot of money to be made in war. It's a profitable endeavor.
Well, exactly. And I just heard
but for who?
Now they're going to push all that the scanners into, you know, all the airports and all that kind of stuff over this clown from Christmas Day. You know, I mean, it's perpetual BS. You know,
it is.
What can you do?
It is, and you know, I mean, you see it from administration to administration, and blame always comes from before. It's like, you know, a lot of the stuff that happened with Bush is blamed on Clinton to begin with, and now what's going on with Obama can be blamed on Bush, and then the next guy that comes in. It's the problem with politics, man. You got to take, and you know, the simple solution would be publicly financed campaigns. That's my answer. But how do you get in? You can't change. How do you change that? How do you get to that point?
Well, I guess, I mean, they're talking about it right now in the Supreme Court, and, you know, there's some case in there where they're trying to, I guess if they stand for on the side of this case, it's going to stay the way it is, that corporations have, you know, the power or the vote just like a single person does, which is absolute insanity.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah.
Do constituents have anything to say in how a senator or congressperson or state representative votes, or is it who's donating the money?
It's who's donating the money.
Exactly.
Taxation without representation.
Yep.
So, anyway.
Well, hey, man, it is disgusting. Well, John, I appreciate it. Anything else you want to hit on?
That's it. That's enough for me now.
All right, man. I hope you have a great day, and have a great 2010, okay?
Hopefully it'll be better. Take care.
All right, man. Take care. It has been a crazy year, man. I can't wait for 2009 to be over. Lost a couple good friends this year, people that I talk to, you know, on a daily basis. Two of my greatest friends died this year. And then, of course, you know, J. Marvin with his health problems. And then, you know, the recession and financial problems. It's just been a crappy year, and I'm sure I'm not in this boat by myself. So let's hope 2010 is a good one. We can get things turned around. So Denny, Bill, Pierre. Everybody, hang on. I want to talk to you, but I got to step aside for a quick timeout. Hopefully traffic is loosening up now. Todd Parker, what's happening out there?
Ever notice your automatic response before a collision? Hitting the brakes, honking, swerving? How about after a crash? Do you call for help? If you're injured or your cell phone's out of reach, you can't. With OnStar Automatic Crash Response, built-in sensors can alert an OnStar advisor who can direct emergency help to your exact GPS location. Help is automatic, in case your response isn't. OnStar is standard for the first year on 15 Chevy models. Visit OnStar.com for details and system limitations.
Oh, hey, have you seen this new show yet? It might be the best cop drama / time travel show in TV history. I would know. I have Comcast Digital Preferred. I get thousands of on-demand choices I can watch whenever I want for just $39.99 a month for 6 months. And with On Demand, you can go back and watch past episodes or even whole seasons.
This weekend, I'm doing a marathon to catch up on the best celebrity-hosted talent competition ever created.
Comcast has all the things to help you do your thing, like Comcast Digital Preferred for $39.99 a month for 6 months. You get thousands of on-demand choices that you can watch whenever you want. You can pause, rewind, even start watching in one room and finish in another. That's a lot of stuff to get excited about. Call 1-800-COMCAST or go to Comcast.com today.
Offer ends 1-21-10. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to Digital Preferred for new residential customers only. After promo, regular rates apply. Equipment installation taxes and franchise fees extra.
Driving in winter requires preparation because you never know when you may find yourself stranded. Before the first snows begin to fall, check your vehicle's tires, brakes, fluids, wiper blades, lights, belts, and hoses to make sure they're in good shape. A breakdown is bad on a good day, dangerous in a snowstorm. Before venturing out onto snowy roadways, make sure you've cleared the snow from all the vehicle's windows and lights, including brake lights and turn signals. Make sure you can see and be seen. And prepare an emergency kit, including things like a blanket, sand or cat litter for extra traction, additional warm caps and gloves, some food and water, and a cell phone. Before you go, check out road and weather conditions to help plan your route and departure time, giving yourself plenty of extra time to get where you're going. Above all, know your limits. If the weather's bad, stay home.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
Downtown Denver is celebrating winter in the city with events for everyone now through the end of January. Great 5280 deals on hotels, Downtown Denver deal card deals, New Year's Eve fireworks, and more. Click winterinthecity.com for details.
Stuff you don't know exactly why you're keeping, and yet another. Soon your whole house will be organized because you picked up some 18-gallon storage totes for just $3.98 each. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only while supplies last.
Minutes before 10 o'clock. My name is John Turk. I'm filling in for David Sirota. I normally produce this show. It's a pleasure to be called to fill in. It's hard following somebody as smart and cerebral as David Sirota, who will be back on Monday. But I have fun regardless doing this. Tomorrow, start thinking about the decade in review. I want to get have some fun conversation tomorrow. I'll get your calls on maybe the greatest album of the decade, greatest movie of the decade. Because I was looking at the Rolling Stones list. I subscribed to Rolling Stone, and they had their list of the top 50 albums of from 2000 to 2010. And I didn't, honestly, this may show how lame I am, I don't own one of them. And I'll give you my top maybe three tomorrow. And we'll also talk about films and what the 2000s will be remembered for. I think the digital age and the Bush years. Those are my two. 303-713-7600. I do have full lines. Want to read this quick clip from the Denver Post. Boulder cops, woman assaulted car repo team. Boulder police arrested a 24-year-old Longmont woman late Monday on suspicion of assaulting a woman who was trying to repossess her Oldsmobile Alero. Officers were called to the 4600 block of Broadway at about 11 p.m. on Monday. At the scene, police learned that the woman and her husband had been sent to repossess charred Dickie's Alero because she had not been making payments, said police spokesman Lori Ogden. When the couple told Dickie they were taking back the car, Ogden said she became angry and started yelling at them. To keep the couple from taking her vehicle, Dickie got into the driver's seat and tried to leave. The couple had parked their SUV behind Alero so she couldn't drive away, and the woman who was taking back the car stuck her head in the window to try to keep Dickie from shifting gears. Dickie managed to get the car into gear and slammed into the SUV behind her before dragging the woman who was hanging out of her window about 20 feet. Her husband called police and officers arrested Dickie on suspicion of second-degree assault, menacing, criminal mischief, reckless driving, and reckless endangerment. Dickie's now being held at the Boulder County Jail. These repo men and women, that has got to be one of the most insane professions there is. And my dad was a repo man for a little while, I believe in the late 60s, early 70s. And, he has some crazy stories. You got to be tough as nails to be a repo man or woman, repo person. I saw that article this morning, just kind of brought back memories of my old man being a repo man. Man, is there a tougher profession than that? Maybe being president of the United States, all the criticism Barack Obama's getting lately. 303-713-7600. Denny, Boulder County. What's up, Denny?
Morning, John.
Morning.
Hey, listen, when you just described David as cerebral, I think you're a good match because you're earthy.
Thanks, man. I don't know. Yeah, that's a compliment, I guess.
That's yin and yang, man.
Yeah, man.
You guys make a complete circle.
Well, thank you. No, I think we work good together.
Was Amy Goodman on that list of the...
Yes, she sure was.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can pull up that list for you here real quick. Top 25 most influential progressives. This is through alternet.org. And Sirota's made this list. This is great news for David Sirota.
Top 25. Congratulations.
Yeah, let me kind of go through some of the... I'm opening it right now, so forgive me, Denny. But here's the results. Man, this thing is slow. Here we go. Bill Moyers, number one. Michael Moore, sure. Rachel Maddow, Noam Chomsky. And this thing keeps falling, flailing around on me. Oh, shoot.
A lot of M's in there so far.
Yeah, there is. But David Sirota made the list. Matt Taibbi made the list. I mean, if you look at those, most of those people have been on our show at one point.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, Amy Goodman's on there as well. Naomi Klein.
Listen, four quick issues.
Mm-hmm.
Burke Boy from Georgetown. I sure hope somebody from Clear Creek County and Georgetown will call in and do a little rebuttal. You know, that guy's ridiculous. Bomb Mecca and Jerusalem. I also, if he calls back, please find out whether he votes.
Okay. Yeah. I hope that, you know, Berkman, call back. Let us know. Are you a voter?
Yep.
303-713-7600.
Just a little bit of information on Caldera and the so-called Independence Institute. They're located out in Golden in Building 53 at Denver West and on the same floor as the Jefferson County Republicans. So, you know, the name Independence sounds like it's middle of the road. It's basically a ultra-conservative think tank.
Right. And, in all fairness, though, I mean, John Caldera has called out George Bush for, you know, some fiscal irresponsibility as well. But, yeah, no, I mean, the Independence Institute is no friend of mine or the show's.
As far as Tiger being in rehab, I think that's great. It's too bad that Bill Clinton's advisors did not get him to do the same thing. The sexual addiction issue is, you know, power males and particularly men in power, and sexual addiction is the correlation is very, very high. As far as the answer, how do we stop this long-term goal to stop this is we got to get out of middling in the Middle East.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to, we need a CIA. We need guys out there, you know, doing the dirty deeds. And every other country, you know, probably does this. But we need to get our military out of there and stop presenting them as targets of... how to get back at us.
Yeah, exactly. Is it just a breeding ground to kill Americans? Is all that's really going on over there?
Hey, the solstice, the equinox has come and the sun's coming back, and it's going to be a good year. It's got to be
a good year, man. Denny, I'm with you. Let's hope so.
Blessings to you guys. Keep up the good work.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Adios.
All right. See you later. Going to have a blue moon on New Year's Eve. The second full moon of the month. I guess that only happens once every, I don't know how long, but it's a very rare occurrence. But I guess the moon's not actually blue, so I don't know why they call it a blue moon. But it'll be the second full moon of this month coming up tomorrow night. Here's the list of the top 25 most influential progressive media figures. Bill Moyers, Michael Moore, Rachel Maddow, Noam Chomsky, Paul Krugman, Keith Olbermann, Arianna Huffington, Amy Goodman, Naomi Klein, Robert Reich, Jim Hightower, Katrina Vandehuvel, Barbara Ehrenreich, Michael Pollan, Robert Greenwald, Matt Taibbi, Frank Rich, Jeremy Scahill. Jeremy Scahill's on this show a lot. Marcos Melitzis from the famous from that popular blog site, Daily Kos. We got David Sirota after Glenn Greenwald, Robert Scheer, David Korn, Bob Herbert, and Chris Hedges. So congratulations to David Sirota. That's great. Also want to clear this up real quick as well. Because we did have a previous caller talking about how maybe some of the anti-American sentiment comes because of all of our foreign aid to Israel. And this came in. The previous caller was so anti-Semitic, so the healthcare problem and the terrorism is because of the Jews and the government and aid to Israel. Give me a break. Israel does a lot of America's dirty work in the region, and Lieberman, Emmanuel are just bad government employees that happen to be Jewish. Whenever anything goes bad, people like the last guy blame Jewish people. It's as disgusting as how people would talk about Obama, and you would know about it, his color. Americans in the world have to realize there's a fraction of the Muslim society that ruin it for everyone, just as any other fanatical group does for the other groups. Now, how does the world isolate and ostracize these fanatics? Thank you for that instant message. And Jen also wanted to comment on that one. Rom did fight in the armed forces there, but lots of Americans do a couple of months there. I went to a Jewish school in New York City, and at least half a dozen classmates did that without ever taking Israeli citizenship. There is dual citizenship, but I don't think you can take elected office in the U.S. if you're a dual citizen. So thanks for clearing that up, Jen. I appreciate that. And you can always send me instant messages at AM760.net. Click over to David Sirota's page, and up on the top left, you'll see the icon for that. Let me squeeze in one more phone call before we go to break. Bill and Aurora, been hanging on for quite some time. Hey, Bill.
Hi there.
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing very well. I actually called for something else, but one thing regarding a couple of the previous callers, I would say you should – have you read the book Don't Think of an Elephant by Lakoff?
Yes, I have.
You know,
I've tried to get George Lakoff on the show several times. He's tough to track down.
Yeah, he's really good. And the whole concept of who controls the message and the title of the message has so much control over the way people view something. And a lot of what, whether it's the Democrats or the Republicans, it's who controls that message. But the reason, you know, you've been talking so much about the Middle East, and people don't understand the history. And I think that's partially one of the reasons why.
Yeah, and I'm not claiming that I know the entire, I don't know the history of the Middle East. I mean, it is so complicated and so old.
It's very old. And you know, you get into some of the more recent things, and this is old. I mean, we're talking 1915. But if you look at the Sykes-Picot Treaty, when America and France and England started partitioning the Middle East as the plans for the end of World War One. The English were going to take Palestine,
mm-hmm.
control Palestine. They stole Kuwait from Iraq so that they would have control over the ports. If you look at the map of Iraq and see where Kuwait is, originally Kuwait was a part of Iraq, and it's where the Tigris and Euphrates go into the Gulf.
Mm-hmm.
And so they wanted to be able to control that, so they created, and you know, that country. And when you hear that we went to Kuwait to restore democracy, that's such a joke.
Yeah, it is a crock, isn't it?
I mean, they're terrible. I mean, they execute people on the street.
It's just a strategic location for the military and for, you know, basically for resource stripping.
It controls the mouth where the Tigris and Euphrates rivers go into the Gulf.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, there is so much background information that we never touch on, you know, in our public schools, et cetera. And I think it's done with purpose that you don't have requirements around a whole lot of those sorts of social studies, because if people were as aware of some of those things as they should be, then you wouldn't be able to manipulate them as easily politically. You know, and you look at, I mean, there's so many millions of steps of why we're in the situation that we're in, and to now try to say that it's Obama's fault, or that, you know, like the terrorist thing that happened on December, on Christmas Day was Obama's fault, you know, there are so many things. I mean, he's calling for the investigations. All those things are going to go into
play. I think he's taking the proper steps.
Whenever you have a random person, you study the terrorist mind at all, a random person is going to be able to slip through almost any sort of security if they're well-trained at all,
mm-hmm.
or even if they're willing to take risks that are phenomenal. But look at what stopped every time, you know, the shoe bomber, the guy on December 25th, et cetera, every time that's been stopped, it hasn't been through security. It's been the other passengers being totally aware. And I was actually in one of the first planes in the air after 9/11, and I was comfortable about it. I mean, it was, you know, security was unbelievable, but flying in and out of National Airport right after that, you had to go through soldiers. You had to go through all sorts of, I mean, more.
Yeah, I flew out right after 9/11, too, as a couple days after. But, yeah, I flew out, too, and it was increased security big time.
But one of the things that I found really interesting flying, you know, when you flew out of National and you had to fly right over the, right by the Pentagon, one of the pilots, as, you know, he's welcoming you onto the plane, you know, as we're getting ready to take off, he starts doing this thing of saying, everybody introduce yourself to the passenger next to you because you don't know, you might need their help. And it was so eerie, but we all started saying, you know,
yeah, hey, here's, yeah. You know, that's interesting in cabin.
And you know, that's the only pilot I ever heard do that. But it was like, I think it was one of the most comfortable flights I ever flew because, you know, by the time we were 20 minutes in the air, it was like we all knew each other.
Right. Really that's a good idea. Now, airline captains are given more leniency now on what kind of security measures they take while in flight.
Yeah.
And maybe that's a good, I think that's a good step. You know, and we had an airline pilot call us a couple of days ago that says he stands at the front and, you know, looks at every single person that enters the plane. And, you know, we should have, I think all airline pilots should be doing that. And
go ahead. I heard that guy and I thought that was really cool what he was saying.
Yep. I did too.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to take a little more, you know, we got to take as individuals, we also got to take a little bit of more responsibility to just kind of be aware of what's going on around you. You know?
I agree.
Well, hey, man, I got to run to a break, but I appreciate the phone call. Happy New Year. Thank you, sir. 303-713-7600. I got Pierre, Steven, and Jeff hanging on. I will get to you guys here shortly. Got to hit a timeout, though. Todd Parker in traffic.
The Denver Drive continues to be a good one. Outside the metro, though, trouble spots with a multi-vehicle crash, Highway 93 and Golden Gate Canyon Road in Golden. We had an earlier accident westbound I-70 west of Floyd Hill. Still responsible for some slowdowns as you're trying to make your way into the high country. Quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a mostly cloudy day with a high approaching the 40-degree mark. Chance of snow flurries in the overnight. Currently a little bit breezy and 23. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Colorado taxpayers, get your 50% tax credit. Donate at ColoradoTaxCreditNow.com. Helps Colorado's kids with Catholic Charities Foster and Child Care. Claim your 50% tax credit beyond the standard deduction at ColoradoTaxCreditNow.com. That's ColoradoTaxCreditNow.com.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. First up at auction, we have here a very rare Ming vase from the Ming Dynasty. We will start the bidding at free. Do I hear free?
Free? I'll take it.
Sold to the young lady in the front row for $0.
Wait.
Free is better. Do your simple federal return for free at TurboTax.com. It's free to prepare, free to print, and free to e-file. No wonder TurboTax is the most trusted brand of tax software. Visit TurboTax.com today. Choose easy. Trusted brand claim based on survey July 2009.
Tax credit and rebates from your energy company. For more information, go to bestwayinsulation.com or call 303-469-0808. That's Best Way Insulation, 303-469-0808.
Right now at the Home Depot, get 18-gallon storage totes for just $3.98 each. They come in three colors, so you can put important stuff in one colored tote, not so important stuff in another, and stuff you don't know exactly why you're keeping in yet another. Soon your whole house will be organized because you picked up some 18-gallon storage totes for just $3.98 each. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only while supplies last.
For a limited time at Blockbuster, all kids and family movie rentals are just 99 cents. Choose from hundreds of titles the whole family will love. Stop by your neighborhood Blockbuster store today and rent your favorite kids and family movies for just 99 cents each. At participating stores, excludes new releases, Blu-ray, and games.
You want to create more power and greatness for your life and career? Are you ready to transform your way of thinking and explore the mysteries of your mind? Then catch the Inevitable Radio Show Saturdays at 8 a.m. right here on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
John Turk in for David Sirota, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, number 303-713-7600. Hope you guys are getting ready for New Year's Eve. Tomorrow on the show, we're going to just have fun, nothing serious. Let's just relax and talk about the last 10 years, even though the last 10 years have been tumultuous ones. Let's get back to the phones. Pierre and Hartzell. Pierre, thanks for hanging on.
Happy New Year, John.
Good. How did you get my email?
I haven't checked my email.
I've sent you one. Thank you. You sent us an instant message, and I wanted to thank you for it.
Because
when I think of Hartsville, I think of those the dog people.
Please tell me about it.
Did you know these folks?
No. And it's the same place where those guys came and shot all the buffalo that
night. Right.
Yeah, I mean, these people are just rednecks.
Yeah, they were released on bond, I think, yesterday or today.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They had 100 dogs out there or whatever that were, a lot of them were, you know, malnutritioned and just disgusting.
I know. And, you know, I don't understand people, what's their mentality. I can't stand to see anything skinny and hungry.
Yep.
You know, it really breaks
exactly.
my heart. One real fast thing, the guy was talking about the Middle East, and I remember this line, King Fahd, after Roosevelt and everyone gave Jerusalem or gave Israel to the Jews, you know, after World War II. King Fahd said, you know, I don't understand this. It was not us that, you know, killed all the Jews. So why don't you give Germany to the Jewish people instead of, you know, Palestine, basically?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, you know what, buddy, that sure makes a lot of sense. And think of it. If they had done that rather than what they did do, the world may be a little safer place, but anyway, nonetheless, I thought that was one of the best lines I ever heard, you know. But I was calling because of, you know, John Caldera's thing about doing this health care.
Mm-hmm.
And it was back to my email, basically, that I'm so past, you know, I've gotten so despondent about everything that's gone on in the government. You know, you got the 60 people in the Senate, and you still can't get anything done because, really, they're so out of touch with us all. So my whole thing is if Oregon can do the public campaign financing, blah, blah, blah. And I don't know how they went about, you know, getting that put into their laws, but it's like, why can't every other state do that too, you know? And then maybe we can get some people out there that are real people, not these millionaires that end up in these political offices. And, you know, them, when they're sent to Washington, D.C., we don't have multimillionaires there. I mean, I am so past this because it's to the point now where you get so depressed, you see that they're not doing anything for us. And so it's like, well, then I guess it's time to get back to basics and get rid of all these people and do it with public campaign finance. You know the Senate's not going to do it. They don't even
None of these senators or Congress people will succumb to that, you know?
Right. They're not going. Why would they cut their throats by saying, oh, we want real
We need to figure out, maybe get somebody from Oregon on and see how that went down there.
Yeah, because that's my thing now. I'm like, well.
Yeah, no, I am a strong, strong supporter of publicly financed campaigns.
Right.
Big
and,
time.
I mean, if Caldera has to get, 2,000 whatever people, well, why can't we get an amendment like that, just like they did Tabor and all of those things?
He needs like 76,000 signatures.
Well, whatever it takes. But, you know, I mean, I think people, whether you're right or left, are so disgusted right now with everything that, you know, to me, it seems to be the better solution. Because obviously, grassroots is the only way we're going to be able to do any of this.
Yeah, check out this. This is also part of that story on the Independence Institute and these new efforts underway here in Colorado to stop federal health care reform. They're talking about lobbyists laying ground here in the state. And a New York Times story ran Tuesday showed that the companies and individuals with a financial interest in the health care debate have already given heavily in state races. Data from the Institute on Money and State Politics show that while not a leader in the debate, Colorado is part of that trend. Colorado ranks second in the Rocky Mountain West in the amount of political contributions accepted from the healthcare industry in the past three election cycles, $1.9 million, though nearly half went to support the 2005 ballot initiative referendum C.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, it does it all, doesn't it?
Yeah,
you know?
It really does.
And I think everyone is fed up there seeing that politicians aren't doing really, you know, even the ones that you like, Perlmutter and all these guys that you think are pretty decent. They're fine in one area, and then when they get to the Wall Street thing, then he's terrible in that area, you know? And so it's like, I think it's time that we get back to the grassroots, the people that are actually having a hard time making a living and all of that, you know? Maybe there's some good candidates out there instead of...
And maybe some new term limits would be good, too. If you can't get publicly financed campaign, term limits might be a way to start as well.
Absolutely. Okay, well, you have a happy New Year,
Thank
Tom.
You. Same to you.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye. 303-713-7600. Jeff in Broomfield, you're next. Steven, hang on. I'm coming to you. What's up, Jeff?
John, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, first off, I'd like to start off and, you know, tell you a happy New Year.
Thank you, sir. Same to you.
And the same to David, and, you know, congratulations. And the same to Jay Marvin.
Yeah, man, Jay, you know, Jay is a great dude, and I can't wait to see him. I guess he's been having a rough couple of weeks, but I plan on going and seeing him today. But I think he's going to rehab here for a little while, and he could be 6 to 18 months before he can, you know, even go back to work.
Yeah, well, get well, Jay. I know you're listening out there, so.
Yeah, man, we love you, Jay.
And, you know, she kind of hit on that a little bit. You know, the public financing, just stop spending your money with these big corporations, and that would be a bit of a bombing in itself. And we wouldn't have to bomb Jerusalem and Mecca because we could start being nice to people. And if we were nice to them, maybe they'd stop hating us so much. You know, because they see America, you've seen the flag with all the corporations on the stars. All those corporations, when I owned my business, I was incorporated, and Walmart got the same benefits as I did. As a matter of fact, Walmart got better benefits than I did as an American corporation that spent my money here in the United States, and they do 78% of their business outside of the United States.
Yeah.
And they screw everybody. They screw everybody they can with their corporate policies. And that's why they hate us.
And you look at small business loans get funneled to some of the top 500 companies in America. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, they don't hate me. They hate the corporations that are the face of me. When they look at me, they don't see me. They see Coca-Cola and, you know, and ConAgra and, you know, Eli Lilly. That's who they see. And those people are raping and pillaging them. And so they hate us.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's why I've been trying to bring this up the last few days, is we need to start dissecting that. Is why can we not get along? Is it religious ideals?
Yeah, and it's not that clear.
That may be, yeah, I don't think it's that cut, you know, that clear. But I think it has something to do with religious ideals, but mostly our involvement in the Middle East and how we have our hand in everything over there.
Yeah.
You know, that's what it comes down to.
Yep, and like I said, I mean, it's cold in Georgetown, but it's not that cold.
All right, man. Well, thanks a lot, Jeff.
All right.
Appreciate it, brother. You too. Happy New Year to you, man. 303-713-7600. I got time for one more before break. Keith and Paula, hang on. I'll come to you. Steven on his cell phone has a TSA question. Good morning, Steven.
John, how are you?
I'm good, man. You?
I'm excellent, and... I want to tell you, you and David have just done an admirable, wonderful job in scrambling and putting things together this year, and in spite of all the adjustments you've had to make, and it says a lot about your preparation, which you and I have talked about a lot, and you do a fabulous job, and nothing but kudos to you.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that. I probably don't deserve it, but I appreciate it.
Well, you do.
And, well, thanks.
Real quick, I was listening to Katrina Brownie the other night, last night actually, just for a good laugh. He has such credibility, you know, over on KOA.
Mm-hmm.
And he was spewing on about...
You're talking about Michael Brown, the former FEMA director, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And how he gets a radio show with any credibility on a big AM blowtorch, I'll never know, but it says something about their format. But anyway, he's going on and on, you know, and callers, egging on the callers to blame Obama for this Christmas Day pseudo-bomber and so on. And he makes the statement that TSA operates in overseas airports. And I just applied for a passport with a lady in the Brighton post office. She swore up and down that TSA did not operate in offshore airports. So that is...
Yeah, so TSA officials were not in Amsterdam, correct? Is that what we're to assume?
That's the question.
Yeah.
Is
Or is it FAA officials?
Well, we don't know, and it has a big bearing on how much control and responsibility we have
right. In
incoming flights. So I wanted to throw that question out for you and see if any of your callers know or if you knew.
Well, I'm going to do some digging here in the last few minutes of the show. Let me see if I can figure that out for you, Stephen.
Yeah, I'd like to hear that. And,
all right, man.
Again, our love to Jay. Keep going, Jay. Keep going. And we love you guys, and just keep doing the work you're doing.
All right, Stephen. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. We love you, too, and hope you have a great 2010. And if you'd like to call us tomorrow, we're just going to have some fun and do a decade in review. 303-713-7600. Keith and Paula, hang on. I do want to talk to you here shortly. We'll wrap up the show with you guys, and I'm going to try to find this information on TSA, and if there's actually official TSA officials in Amsterdam. If you can help answer that, call 303-713-7600 or go to am760.net. Instant message us at the David Sirota page. We'll be right back. Todd Parker in traffic.
It's a decent trip around Denver right now. Outside the metro, though, we're still getting word of delays for westbounders on I-70 right around Floyd Hill. We'd had an earlier crash there that was east of Idaho Springs. They're also mopping up a multi-vehicle accident that did involve a police officer, so the investigation took a little while longer to get this one out of your way. It's in Golden, southbound Highway 93 at Golden Gate Canyon Road. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Today at Safeway, you'll find thousands of new, everyday low prices on the things you use every day. Now get everything on your list, all at the price you need. That's their promise. That's ingredients for life. Safeway.
Where can you find the best Indian, Nepal, and Tibetan cuisine? The Yak and Yeti Restaurant and Brewpub. Family owned, the Yak and Yeti serves lunch from 11 to 3 and dinner from 5 to 9:30, 7 days a week, and they offer a vegetarian menu. Visit one of their two great locations, in Arvada on Ralston Road in Old Wadsworth, and 86th and Sheridan in Westminster. Mention this ad and get 10% off your bill. TheYakAndYeti.com.
Little things.
Colorado's Progressive Talk.
For a limited time at Blockbuster, all kids and family movie rentals are just 99 cents. Choose from hundreds of titles the whole family will love. Stop by your neighborhood Blockbuster store today and rent your favorite kids and family movies for just 99 cents each. At participating stores, excludes new releases, Blu-ray, and games.
If you're a man who wants to feel confident in the bedroom and have the longest, most powerful sexual experiences possible, the time has come. Hi, I'm Dr. Richard Sandor, and I want to tell you about the revolutionary herbal supplement for male enhancement, Zencor Plus. Zencor Plus will work for you. Zencor Plus performs the first time and every time, guaranteed. Just take Zencor 45 minutes before sexual activity, and you'll experience powerful results. In fact, we are so sure you'll love Zencor's tremendous results that we want to send you a free sample so you can try Zencor for yourself. Once you try it, there's no doubt that you will become one of Zencor's thousands of satisfied customers.
Find out how to get your free supply of Zencor before it's too late. Call 1-800-685-1986. That's 1-800-685-1986. Size does matter. Don't miss out on your free supply. 1-800-685-1986. That's 1-800-685-1986.
Still looking around trying to find that information if there's actual TSA officials outside the United States. So if you got that, please instant message us. We got a few minutes left here in the show. I'm going to get as many of these calls in as possible here to close it out. So I'm going to give you each about 45 seconds. Keith in Clear Creek. Keith, what's up?
Hey, John. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, man.
Thanks for taking my call. As we all know, Barack Obama is responsible for security at the airports in Holland, you know. We
right.
all know that.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, if I may, I'd like to play just this quick if game. If the United States went to Iraq, Afghanistan, if we threw out Osama bin Laden and proceeded to build bridges, roads, schools, infrastructure with water and electricity for those poor, poor pounded people, after all the years of war, we would be accepted far more than we are today with our policy. And this guy that calls and talks about bombing Mecca, we averted a catastrophe on Christmas Day. And how many freaking wedding receptions have we bombed in that country and killed the bride and the groom and their parents and everybody on a very celebratory day? This has happened in Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
By mistake. But what is it going to be? The bombings will continue until morale improves. It ain't working.
Yep. And today, Afghan probe says NATO fighting killed children. 8 children killed by NATO forces.
What the hell are we doing?
Yep. No, it's scary.
Cranial anal inversion.
Love it. Keith, I got to get a few more in. Call me again tomorrow, brother. We'll talk to you soon. Let's go to Paula in Inglewood. Hey, Paula.
Hi,
Hi, John. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Listen, everyone talks about publicly financed elections, so I have a campaign. It's called Check the Box.
I've talked to you before. It's awesome. Tell us about it real quick.
158 million individual income tax returns are filed every year in the United States. If you check the box and give $3, you and your spouse, or you individually, to the Presidential Election Campaign Fund, we can get somebody's attention. Now, it doesn't reduce your refund. It doesn't increase your tax if you owe tax. It's just a redirection of money to the Presidential Election Campaign.
Okay, where do they go? Where do people go to look for more information on this?
The Form 1040.
Form 1040. You got it. Hey, Paula, thank you so much. I'm sorry, I'm just trying to squeeze everybody in here.
Okay, bye.
All right, have a good one. You publicly financed campaigns, it's really the only solution. Check the box. Let's go to Robert on a cell. Robert, hey, what's happening, man? You got 45 seconds.
All right, Robert, I'll make this fast. I served under three presidential administrations. I'm just passing through Denver, happened to hear your show. Okay?
Thank you, sir, for calling.
All right, now, on our country, when we have airports overseas, or not per se our airport, but our country trains their people, say, like, that will be our port of entry going to the country.
Mm-hmm.
That will be American people staffing and training how that works. It's not that country's fault this happened. It's our people there who we've trained. It's our fault when something like this happens, okay?
Okay.
We're not actually TSA agents there, but we work and we train and we staff their people. So it is, yes, it is American responsibility. It is the American people's fault. That's something that's an underlying tone of.
Yeah, no, and I've not heard that, so I'm so glad you happen to be listening this morning.
I can tell you lots of things that's not put out publicly. And it is public information, it's just our news media don't cover everything. Our public is so misinformed on a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And it's misinformed on both party lines. It's not one particular party. I mean, I've listened to some of your people today driving through, and I'll tell you, you got some really weird people who's called them because they're just. And it's not weird, they're just misinformed. That's all it is.
All right. Well, thank you very much for calling in, Robert. I appreciate it.
Okay, bye.
Happy New Year, brother. Travel safely. He says, so we are training the people that are, you know, at these other airports across the world on these flights that are going to the U.S. So, well, we appreciate that, Robert. I appreciate everybody's phone call and instant message. We'll be back tomorrow. Decade in Review. It's going to be a fun show tomorrow. Don't miss it. 7 to 10. John Turk out. Lashing to the music, I can do anything. Freaky deaky stars, speckles and pink butterflies. And life is nice, so nice. I'm walking to a club and I found paradise. I'm seeing stars, I can't believe.
Right now at the Home Depot, get 18-gallon storage totes for just $3.98 each. They come in three colors, so you can put important stuff in one color tote, not so important stuff in another, and stuff you don't know exactly why you're keeping in yet another. Soon your whole house will be organized because you picked up some 18-gallon storage totes for just $3.98 each. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only while supplies last.
All right, here's the deal. Now, Campbell's Chunky Soup, always filling and delicious, has 23 soups with all lean meat and a full serving of vegetables. And here's the deal of deals. Get $5 in money-saving coupons at Chunky.com. Campbell's Chunky.
Mario Solis Marriage.
Happy New Year. Today on the Mario Solis Marriage Show, we'll take your votes. Who was the biggest political hero of the last decade, and who was the worst villain?
Today at 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. Wishing you happy holidays as we...